Guys, give him back!
Cody in the middle!
And man, he's a doll, dude, and we'll give him to you.
He's not a doll, he's an action figure human man!
Well, then you're not gonna get him back.
Guys, where'd he go?
I don't know, I don't see where he went.
But what if he's broken?
Well, then God has answered my prayers. I've been praying for years for that bitch to die.
Ken, are you back there? Are you up there, buddy? Ken, speak to me. Ken, no, is he in here? No, where could he be? Chef Pee-Pee?
Not right now, whiny-ass boy. I'm about to turn this bitch into Pompeii. Oh, watch this.
What are you...
Oh, Cody, I'm about to... I'm a messy nigga. Look at me. This science, nigga. You ever seen science before? I'm basically Bill Nye the fish.
I mean, it looks like a mess to me.
Yeah, Isaac Newton made messes and shit. And look at him now. All dead, but he a scientist and shit. Man.
Okay, well, have you seen Ken?
No, why would I see Ken when I'm over here trying to make science experiments?
Okay, fine. Where could he be? Maybe he's behind the fridge. Ken, hold on, buddy. Are you back there? Ken, there you are. Okay, I'm coming. Well, fuck me. I guess we can't really do that behind the fridge, no, can we? But I'm no quitter. I'm still coming. Oh, shit, it is tight. I'm almost there. Oh, shit. Ken, I'm stuck. I'm stuck. I have a really nice view of your gooch, though, but I can't move. Oh, no. Help! Somebody help me! Help, I'm stuck behind the fridge. Help, please. Oh, no. This is bad. Help!
Help! Help! Kaboom! Kaboom, you bitch! Oh, fuck Thomas Edison! I'm gonna turn this bitch to Hiroshima! Yeah, nobody alive after that shit.
Oh, that sounds so fucking cool.
Is Cody still looking for Ken?
I guess so, dude. Or maybe he found him and is making out with him on some Brokeback Mountain shit.
Oh, okay, let's just take Ken and throw him in the deep end of the pool to make Cody have to go swim for him.
Oh, dude, that's sick. Let's do it.
Cody, did you find Ken? We think you and Ken should go swimming.
Yeah, dude.
Wait, Joseph, you sound like Patrick, clear your throat.
Oh, my God, Joseph, look at this mess. When I was throwing Ken, I must have knocked over a glass of soda. We have to get out here before Chef Pee-Pee notices.
Junior!
Oh, I'm sorry, Chef Pee-Pee. It was all Joseph's fault. We were throwing Ken. I threw him in the kitchen and knocked over the soda. I'm sorry.
What the hell are you talking about?
The soda.
Oh, that's just leftover Hiroshima. They ain't want to sign no treaty. You know how that shit go.
What are you talking about?
Oh, I invented, or excuse me, discovered this crazy-ass chemistry experiment. It, look, all you need is Mentos and a Diet Coke, and then you put them together, and then kaboom, that shit go crazy.
What, it goes kaboom?
Yes, kaboom.
Like a bomb?
Like a fucking bomb. Better. You know what? A fountain of soda. A soda fountain, if you will. I invented the fucking soda fountain. I'm a genius.
What, you invented a soda fountain?
Yeah, the self-serve soda fountain. All you gotta do is drop Mentos in that hole.
I've put Mentos in Diet Coke before.
No one's ever invented this. Don't try to take my credit. I know this shit ain't allowed on any airplanes or even at any damn marathons. Boston, to be specific.
Well, have you seen Cody?
Yeah, I actually did. He came here talking about some stuff, but I was busy making chemistry experiments.
Yeah, Cody does talk about stuff all the time.
All the damn time.
When it just gets old, I don't even listen half the time.
I don't like that shit.
Well, anyway, can we do it with a science experiment with you?
Yeah. Get some Mentos.
Help! Help! How can you not fucking hear me? I'm just right behind the fridge. Help! Guys, help me!
You ready to end the world, nigga?
Yes, do it, Chef. You do it.
All right, get ready. Cover your heads.
Oh! No! Oh, we can't stop it! Oh, goddamn, it's a Chernobyl 2.0! Fuck it! Oh, no, fuck Elon Musk! Fuck a Cybertruck! I'm Elon Musk 2.0, bitch! I can't be stopped!
That's so sick of me! It went so high!
Oh, yeah!
Oh, my God, that's so cool!
We gonna get it on the ceiling.
Get higher!
Do it again!
Junior! Joseph! I'm behind the fridge! Stop playing with Diet Coke and help me!
You gonna light this shit up?
What do you mean?
We better do the whole roll.
What? The whole roll?
The whole roll, nigga.
The whole roll.
The entire roll in the damn Coke.
But what if that ends the world?
And it might.
But
we splitting atoms in this bitch. It's like Adam colliding. And we want some CERN shit.
But I don't think mankind was meant to do that.
And they wasn't. But nigga, mankind wasn't meant to fly. But we be flying every fucking day.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah, we should.
All right, let's get it, bitch.
Oh, well, hold on. But it might actually like destroy the Earth.
And then that's okay. Shit, we weren't meant to live too long.
Okay. Well, can we at least go get Cody? I think we should all be with our friends during the end of the world.
I feel you. The bigger the crowd, the better. Go get him.
Okay. Do you know where Cody went?
I don't know where the hell he went. I'm over here creating shit.
Okay. Well, we're gonna go find Cody.
Hurry up. God damn.
Someone please help. I'm claustrophobic. I can't breathe in here. Somebody help me. I'm gonna die back here. Help.
Where you at, Cody?
Yeah, dude, come out the closet. We know you found Ken already. You're just making out.
Okay, you know what? I'm just going to call Cody because the world's about to end and he needs to know.
I know he's going to miss out on some cool stuff.
All right, let me call him. All right, it is ringing.
What would you do if the world was in it? Jump off a building and talk to your crush.
Now, what is that?
Oh, that's that Nino Paid.
Nino Paid?
Hell yeah, you don't know Nino?
Is he paid?
He's pretty comfortable.
Oh, Camino comfortable. Mm. Okay, it's ringing, and I also hear Cody's phone. Oh, Cody left his phone.
Damn, that was stupid.
Oh, wait a minute. No. Cody never leaves his phone. Cody loves his phone.
Yeah, so what is he doing?
Okay, you know what? I think we should call the cops because something's weird and, like, I don't know. Cody never leaves his phone. That's weird.
Yeah, you're right. What does the cops ever do, though?
Yeah, what do cops do?
I know, right?
Yeah, cops. All the cops do is nothing.
And eat donuts and shit.
But if they broke in my house, like a robber did, I'd call the cops. I'd be scared.
I'd be scared as fuck.
Yeah, I need cops.
I'm nervous.
I love cops. I'm going to call cops.
I don't know about love them, but.
Well, Kev, it looks like we're going to die back here. Can you just do me a favor and pull your pants down so I can see it one more time?
Hey there, somebody call the cops?
Yeah, officer, our friend's missing.
Oh, well, have you tried calling him?
Yeah, his phone's right there.
Oh, well, where's the last place you saw him?
In the kitchen.
And have you checked the kitchen?
Yes, we checked the kitchen. He's not there.
Okay, I'm out of ideas.
See what I'm talking about, dude? Useless. Maybe we should go and get some donuts to get his cop powers working.
Yes, I think that's a great start.
Well, you're a cop. You don't know where people usually go missing at?
He's not stuck in a cave, is he?
Stuck in a cave?
Oh, yeah. It happens more often than you think. Like this kid I went to high school with, stuck in a cave, Dave. Oh, he loved it.
Wait, he loved getting stuck in caves?
Oh, yeah. Let me tell you about him. So when I was in high school, there was this kid named Stuck in a Cave Dave. He was always getting stuck in caves. He loved it. Every chance he got, he would go get stuck in a cave. It wasn't about cave diving for Dave. It was about getting stuck. He really loved it when the rescue workers had to come get him unstuck with their winches and drills, and every time they would pull him out, he would run right back in and get stuck. They would have to seal off every cave with cement after they rescued him just so he wouldn't go back in. But that didn't stop Dave. He would always go find a new cave to go get stuck in. Eventually, his parents locked him in his room and grounded him, but he would just wedge himself in between the mattress headboard and the wall just to get stuck. But one day, when we were in class, Dave snuck out through the classroom window. And then he went to Nutty Putty Cave, and he got stuck upside down 150 feet underground in this 10-inch wide hole. He was completely stuck. Rescue workers tried saving him for hours, and they even lowered a phone to him with a rope so he could talk to his family. But he ended up playing Angry Birds with his nose, and eventually they realized saving him wasn't worth it because he would just go get stuck somewhere else. So they sealed him up in the cave while he played Angry Birds.
Yeah, I like to think he died doing what he loved, getting stuck in caves. Oh, Dave. The movie Meet Dave sucked. It just reminded me of that.
Oh, are you going to see the Freakier Friday movie?
Oh, no, I couldn't. Too freaky for me. Freakier? Freakier than the first one? No, I can't. The first one was freaky enough. This one? Oh, no. I couldn't take how freaky that is. Four people switching bodies? I'm not going to know what's going on. I can't keep track of all that. I don't want to have to think that much. I also don't like movies with subtitles. If I wanted to read, I'd go to a book.
Yeah.
What about our friend, dude?
Oh, yeah, what about Cody?
Oh, yeah, okay, so stuck in a cave, is he?
Oh, no, he's not stuck in a cave.
Wait, you know that for sure?
What? Well, not no.
Okay, well, I should probably go check all the caves before we go jump into conclusions.
Well, no, I mean, I don't think he's stuck in a cave. I mean, I don't think he actually is.
How would we know unless we checked all the caves? And we gotta do it right now, because he could be running out of air, so we better get started. I'll get my equipment.
Well, wait, hold on, before you go look at all the caves, do you want to go see the world end?
What are you talking about?
What would you do if the world was in it? Jump off the building and talk to your crush.
Is he rapping at me? I could tase you for that.
Oh, no, he's just saying Nemo paid.
Nemo paid? Yeah, Nemo was paid at the box office, so much so that they made a shitty sequel.
Yeah, I hated Finding Dory. Oh, God, that was so fucking awful. Oh, Incredibles 2 didn't like that either. All rushed, didn't sound good. I also didn't like The Good Dinosaur. I also didn't like Turning Red. Oh, God, Turning Red is so fucking awful. But I liked Elio.
Yeah, it was okay.
Yeah, so you want to go see a science experiment?
Hell yeah!
Okay, Ken, let's play I Spy. I spy with my little eye a tight ass. Yeah, you got it in one, Ken. I'm talking about you. Okay, your turn. You spy a four-eyed freak. I guess I'm the only person it could be. Seems kind of mean, though.
All right, officers, this is the experiment.
Oh, the old Diet Coke and Mentos trick. You know, back in college, we used to do this and sit on it, so it went up our butts like reverse diarrhea. Yeah, my buddy Diet Coke and Mentos up his ass Chuck actually died doing that. He got too much air in his colon. He fucking exploded.
Oh, well, about to do the whole roll.
Wait. You can't do the whole roll. That's illegal. The world will end.
Well, it's time for this bitch to end.
I don't want the world to end. I don't want to die. It would be sick as fuck.
Well, is there anything left in the world you haven't done?
Oh, I haven't had a three-way with Emma Watson and Emma Stone at the same time. But, I mean, let's be honest. I can only get one of those at best. Nah, I'm out of their league. That'll never happen. Let's end this bitch.
All right, do it.
Yeah, it's about to get real in the field, nigga. Y'all ready?
I'm ready.
Oh.
I want to play with Diet Coke and Mendo's.
Oh, Brandon! That's me with Ellis Stone and Emma Watson at the same time!
That's the
Holy shit! Holy, it hit the fucking ceiling! How do you even clean that? You can't use a mop up there! You need like a palm! Like a backwards mop for the ceiling instead of the floor!
Wait, you guys hear that?
Yeah, someone's asking for help.
Yeah, I hear somebody calling for help. Is it over here?
Well, I think it's over here. Over there.
Hmm. It sounds like it's coming from the fridge.
Maybe he's inside the fridge! No fucking fuck. You gotta be kidding me. Darth Maul Coke? It's perfect because he's red and Coke is red? It has to taste like Darth Maul. What does it even taste like? I can't even imagine. I have to drink this. God, this is such a good idea. I hate when people who aren't me have good ideas. I hate when somebody has an idea and I'm not that person and that idea is good. It just pisses me off. Yoda should be on Sprite. There, I said it. Patent that. That's a Brooklyn Guy original. I came up with that. And the Lorax should be on Sunkist because he's orange. And Big Bird should be on Mellow Yellow. Okay, those are all my good ideas. I had to drink this, though. All right, I'm going to be a Nutty Putty.
Wait, why go to the caves?
Well, because he's got to be in the caves. Where else could he be?
We hear his voice near this refrigerator.
It's probably an echo from the caves. I'm going to Nutty Putty.
Cody?
Junior, I'm stuck right here, Junior. Junior, can you hear me? Help me, Junior!
Cody, you there?
Junior, thank God. I'm stuck behind the fridge. Just move the fridge so I can get out.
Move the fridge? What the fuck you think? I'm Superman?
Just get Chef Pee-Pee and the cop and Joseph to help you. You can do it.
Cody, this fridge is heavy as shit. We're gonna need a bulldozer.
Okay, then get a fucking bulldozer. I don't care. Just get me out of here.
Okay, Cody, if you admit Ken's a doll, I'll move the fridge.
Well, he's not a doll, Junior. He's a man and an action figure and an action man and a lawyer, astronaut, doctor, scientist for the NBA.
Okay, then stay back there, then.
Junior, don't you dare leave me back here. You mother. Motherfucker, come back here and help me!
Well, could you at least pass me one of those Darth Maul Cokes? Thanks.
So, guys, what do you want to do today?
I don't know, dude. How about we play Call of Duty Zombies?
Oh, I love Call of Duty Zombies. We make it around 100.
Oh, that'd be sick.
Get the right. Oh, Cody, you have something you want to do today?
I have an idea, yeah.
What?
Well, I have a cake, and I have a hat, and that usually means something.
You want to eat cake wearing a hat?
Well, yes, I do, but there's a reason for that.
Because you're hungry?
No, it's the day I came out.
As gay! Oh, it's his gay day!
Oh, happy gay day, my wiener loving friend!
Yeah, happy like wiener day or sucking
no,
a day.
No, it's not my gay day, it's the day I came out of my mom's cooch.
Ugh. I thought you were gay.
What? No, it's my birthday!
Oh, why didn't you just say that, Cody?
Well, I thought maybe the cake and the hat spoke for themselves.
Cakes and hats can't speak, Cody. They don't have mouths or vocal cords.
Inanimate objects, dude.
Yeah, they're not alive, Cody. Stop talking like that.
Junior, I swear to God.
Okay, don't swear to God. He already doesn't like you for being gay.
Oh my God, Junior, you're pissing me off so much.
Are you mad because your candles are different sizes? The one's bigger than the seven?
I am a little bit mad about that, yeah. I'm pretty peeved. The store didn't have candles that were the same size in this goddamn hat. Stay out of my eyes. Bullshit.
Wait, dude, isn't your birthday February 29th?
Yeah, today's March 1st. Today's not your birthday.
God damn it, guys. We have been through this so many times. I was born on a leap year, okay? So my birthday is February 29th. But that only happens every 4 years. So, because February is so short, my birthday's on March 1st.
Okay, so today's not your birthday. We could throw the cake away.
No, it is my birthday, goddammit!
Okay, listen, why does February have to be so short? Like, why can't it be, like, 31 days like everyone else?
Exactly. That's Black History Month, and we need to switch the month. It's too damn short.
Yeah, why is Black History Month the shortest month? That's racist.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, wait, isn't Gay History Month in June?
It's Gay Pride Month, and yes, it is.
Wait, and June has 31 days, so why do gay people get a longer month than black people?
I've been saying that for the longest.
Yeah, they need to change that. Ooh, Donald Trump! We could write a letter to Donald Trump and tell him to make Black History Month in June so that black people have a longer month, and then we can make Gay History Month in February.
Wait, why can't we just get a month with 31 days? Why does it still have to be the shortest month?
Okay, what month would you like, Cody?
I don't know, like May?
May rhymes with gay. Okay, well, Gay Pride Month could be in May.
It could work, but I think the Mexicans got May, you know, Cinco de Mayo.
Oh, yeah.
The Mexicans already got May. All right, Cody, it looks like you're going to get February, the shortest month.
Why can't we just get a different month with 31 days?
No, February's perfect because there's Mardi Gras and that's dancing and parades.
It's not a gay holiday.
Yeah, but you love bees, though, nigga.
Yeah, bees.
I do really like bees.
I'm just saying.
Yeah, so like you have your gay parades on Mardi Gras, like share it with them. And, ooh, the Super Bowl's in February, so you can watch a bunch of men grab each other and tackle each other.
I do like that, too.
Ooh, Valentine's Day's in February.
You don't lose in this month.
Yeah, Valentine's Day's pretty gay. I mean, straight people do it, too. But, like, yeah, February's perfect for gay people. So I'm going to write a letter to Donald Trump making June the new Black History Month, because Juneteenth is in June.
Right.
Yeah, so black people get June, gay people get February, and Mexicans get May.
All right, I'm writing the letter. All right, guys, I just wrote the letter and sent it off to Donald Trump.
You didn't want to show us it?
Well, no, I wrote the whole thing, put it in an envelope, licked it, put it in the mailbox, and I just didn't think that was worth showing.
I can't believe you, bro.
Yeah, thanks. So what'd you want for your birthday?
The news!
Breaking news, MK! President Donald Trump is live now, signing an executive order that moves Black History Month to June and no longer recognizes gay rights. Let's go to that live footage now.
Hello, my fellow Americans. It is I, Donald J. Trump. And today I'll be signing an executive order that's going to be so important for our country. It's going to be so huge and so bigly and so massive, unlike any other bigly huge things that I've ever done. And it's going to be more important for our country than when we renamed the Gulf of Mexico to the Gulf of America.
There you go, Mr. President. Here's the executive order getting rid of Gay Pride Month and changing Black History Month to June.
All right. I just signed the executive order that's going to remove Gay Pride Month, change June to Black History Month, and also make February White President's Month. It is going to be the most bigliest massive change, and I don't understand why the gay people need an entire month. Put them back in the closet. They don't need it. The black people have gone through more than the gay people, so they deserve it. And as for White President's Month, I mean, it only really excludes one other president, Obama. But he got June, so it's okay. So we're good now. America will be great again.
Woo! We did it, Joseph! Yeah! Black History Month in June!
Yeah, we back, baby. We deserve it.
Sorry, Cody, that you lost your month.
That's fine.
At least y'all got Bruce Jenner, though.
Yeah. Greatest birthday ever.
Okay, at least you're generous. Ellen DeGeneres is gay.
Can we just please light my candles now?
The lighter's over here. I'll hand it to you.
Oh, thank you. That's so generous. That's great.
Oh, you can't see.
No, I can't.
Up. No, down. No, don't touch your cake. Up. Down. Right there.
Okay.
Right. My right.
What?
My right.
What
my right.
Your right.
Well, where the fuck are you going? Oh, that is my right.
What? Stupid fucking hat! Light my own goddamn candles. My own birthday. My own friends didn't even remember it's my goddamn birthday because they're stupid. It's fucking leap year. Why not be born on a goddamn leap year anyways?
At least you got a cake.
Fucking
yeah.
Candles won't light. The cheap ass fucking candles at Walmart. Bullshit. Aren't you guys gonna sing?
Oh, we just didn't know what to say. Yeah, you were scaring us.
Waiting on you.
Yeah, you blowing up, getting mad.
Mm-hmm. Then sing!
Oh, okay.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to Cody. Happy birthday to
Cody's birthday.
Happy gay day.
Happy like it day.
Yeah, happy fucking birthday to me.
Well, sorry, Cody. Sorry we're not an acapella group. We're not pen and tonics.
What pen and... Okay, you know what? I wish all you guys were gay.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
It's Cody's cake day.
And he has all that icing on his cake.
Oh.
You icing slut, you.
Oh, he has a sprinkle for every time he's been pegged.
Well, not quite.
Freak. Oh, my God, Cody. Oh, I love the colors on your hat.
Oh, and all that cake. Oh, can I touch your cake?
Oh, yeah, I want some of his cake.
Guys, you don't have to make fun of me just because I wish you'd be gay.
Oh, what's he talking about?
Why, you silly Billy? What's
you silly goose. You quack, quack goose.
Oh, let me ruffle your feathers, you silly goose.
Guys, just stop it.
I think he needs some birthday spankings.
Birthday spankings? Oh, my God. Let me get the paddle.
Oh, he's so naughty.
Bring that ass over here.
You guys are serious about birthday spankings?
Yeah, get over here.
I'm not going to say no.
Tighten that ass up. Happy birthday, you silly, dirty slut.
I'll do it. My hand is so firm.
Wait, how old are you?
I'm 17. I mean... I'm 1,000 years old.
Oh, my God.
1,000?
Yeah.
God. Old king.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, my God.
Birthday. Okay, I know you guys are just screwing around, but you guys are doing a really good job.
Screwing around? I'd like to screw him around.
Ooh. Oh, yeah. Let me be the Phillips head.
Oh, my God. Let's take him to the bathroom and give him a blumpkin.
Oh, let me get a twist. Ooh, we got Eiffel Tower his ass.
Oh, my God. The birthday boy. Let's give him his birthday suit.
Yeah, get naked right now.
Guys, you don't have to do this just because it's
let's
my birthday.
Let's go to the bathroom and birthday suit time.
Dirty boy! Whoa, what is that? Where's that going? Oh, whoa! Oh, damn! Oh, yeah! I didn't know you guys were into this. Whoa! Holy shit! Whoa!
Oh, boy. Oh, guys, I just want you guys to know this has been the best birthday of my life. Thank you so much, but you guys might want to shower. Wow, I can't believe Junior and Joseph actually did that to me just to cheer me up on my birthday. They are true friends. I mean, Junior did kind of owe me for getting rid of Gay Pride Month, but still, I don't see why Joseph did it. Unless, maybe my wish for everyone to be gay actually came true. Maybe everyone in the whole world is gay. I'm gonna go check Chef Pee-Pee. Hey, Chef Pee-Pee.
Oh my god, is that my favorite four-eyed king? Oh, you look so scrumptious today. Oh my god, you're such a bottom. The things I would do to you.
I'd be a bottom for you, Chef Pee-Pee. But I'm kind of like a two-headed dragon that also has two penises.
You're so nasty. Jesus. Oh, we're in the kitchen. Stop it. Look, I'm making you a super gay salad. Don't you want it? Don't you like it? It looks so scrumptious.
It does look really gay.
Mm-hmm. Oh, have anybody given you your damn spankings today? I don't need to give you your birthday spankings.
They have not. Here's the paddle.
Let me be the first to give it to you. Oh, you nasty, naughty boy.
Yes.
Oh, I love this.
Hey, Chef Pee-Pee, do you want to accompany me to the bathroom? I have to shit.
Oh, yes, sir. Oh, let's go. It's blanket time.
Whoa. Oh, where's that going? Whoa. How you doing that? Whoa. God damn. Whoa.
Oh, Chef Pee-Pee, I see why that's your name. Oh, fuck. So my wish did come true. Everybody in the world is gay. Junior's dead!
Oh my god, I can't wait to watch Charlie and Friends! This is my favorite show ever!
Ooh, Vogue, sashay.
Oh, hi guys, I'm Charlie. Today, I'm gonna be painting my nails! Oh, it's gonna be so pretty. Which color should I paint my nail first? Blue? Light blue? Yellow? No, let's go with pink. Oh my god, it's gonna be beautiful. Let's get the first nail.
I love these colors.
Oh my god, Charlie. Oh, I thought you were gonna paint your actual fingernails, not nails. Oh,
you sexy little asshole, you.
Hey, Junior's dad.
Oh, hey, you sexy twink. What are you doing in my room? You trying to watch Charlie and Friends naked?
Well, actually, it's my birthday. So you know what that means.
Oh, you looking for some spankings, huh?
Damn right.
Oh, I'm the guy for it. Happy birthday, you little bastard.
So, I don't know if you want to come to the bathroom with me.
Let's go. Right now.
Whoa. Hey there. Whoa. How you doing that? How are you doing that? Stop it.
I will be calling you Junior's daddy from now on. Okay, Cody, I think you've had enough for your birthday.
Hey there, I got a noise complaint. Apparently somebody's been making a lot of ruckus in here.
That is police brutality. I should probably get that out of there. Well, looks like it's midnight. My birthday's officially over, but it was a good one.
Hey, Cody.
What's up, dude?
Oh, hey, guys. How are you, feeling?
I'm pretty straight.
But are you?
Dude, what happened to your birthday? I don't really remember anything.
Yeah, you wished for everyone to be gay, and then I just remember blacking out. Like, right? Did we fall asleep? Like,
huh? Yeah. Yeah, that's what happened. I've done terrible things.
To go see the Minecraft movie?
Heck yeah, dude!
What about you, Cody? Are you ready?
Junior, do I look ready? I'd say I'm ready.
Oh, when Jack Black says chicken jockey?
Ooh, he's burning this bit down! We're gonna light off fireworks and throw popcorn all over the theater.
And I'm gonna pull out my live chicken. And I'm gonna ride that motherfucker all over the theater.
No way!
Hell yes way.
Cody, where'd you get a live chicken?
My Uncle Skeeter gave him to me from his farm. But when I asked if I could ride his cock at the theater, he got really disappointed when I wanted this.
Oh, lucky. That's gonna be so crazy. We're gonna make it such a big mess.
Oh, yeah. It's gonna be the biggest inconvenience for the workers to clean all that up.
Oh, yeah, they didn't sign up to clean up all this mess.
No, they didn't.
Wait, did you give the chicken laxatives?
Oh, I almost forgot. Here you go, boy. Eat up. We gotta make sure you shit all over the place.
Oh, do you think the chicken will shit right when Jack Black says chicken jockey?
We can only hope.
Oh, dude, we
You gotta record it. It has to go viral.
Oh, it has to go all over TikTok. People are gonna wish they were in our theater.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Cody, how many of the workers do you think are gonna quit?
Oh, probably all of them. They're gonna be up to their knees in chicken shit and fire.
Oh, dude, we're gonna be such a headache.
Oh, it's gonna be so awesome. All right, grab some fireworks. Let's go to the movie theater. I already told Jeffy to meet us there with more fireworks.
Oh, great. The more the merrier.
I can't forget the rock. Ooh, Cody, we got 4 large popcorns.
Junior, is that going to be enough?
I mean, it's 4 large popcorns with extra butter.
I just want to make sure, like, you can't even see the floor when we throw all the popcorn around.
I mean, it's a lot of popcorn. Isn't the chicken going to be shitting?
Oh, the chicken shit, right. I almost forgot about the chicken shit, yeah.
And also, we're going to piss on the people's heads in the front of us, right?
Yeah, I did want to pull my pants down around my ankles and just piss all over the back of their head when he says chicken jockey.
Yeah, I mean, so there's going to be so much piss and shit and popcorn on the floor. So, I mean, this theater is going to be disgusting.
Yeah, you're right. I'm overthinking that.
And also, Joseph has silly string.
And fireworks.
He's gonna light this mortar cannon off right when he says chicken jockey.
Oh, that's perfect. It's gonna be so fucking loud, and hopefully it hits the ceiling and it sets off the sprinklers. Oh, you know what? I don't want to get my hopes up. Let's not jinx it. If it happens, great, but let's not ruin it. God, that's all I want to happen. Now, if that happens, I might actually cry.
Yeah, have you guys seen Jeffy?
Hey, guys! I brought a gun.
Oh, that's perfect. Junior, that is exactly what we've been needing. Jeffy, just make sure when he says chicken jockey, you really unload the clip right into the screen.
All right, got it.
Yeah, oh, we're going to make so much noise. We're going to make it such a big-ass fucking mess.
Yeah, I just really want to make sure that we are known as the people who really fuck this theater up.
Oh, wow, we're going to get banned.
Oh, yeah, I hope my grandkids get banned.
I think they're going to ban our dead bodies. Like, they're going to ban our souls.
I hope AMC presses charges.
Oh, that would be so sick.
That's so fucking cool.
Oh, the previews are starting, guys.
What's the scariest thing you can imagine in a bush? A squirrel with rabies? Or a goose with rabies? Or a poisonous snake with rabies? How about a clown in a bush? Clown in a bush!
Ha ha, gotcha.
Oh, man, that movie looks really scary.
Yeah, if this theater survives what we're about to do, we should go see it and throw popcorn whenever he jumps out of the bush.
Do you like Tom Cruise? Do you like Tom Cruise running? Do you like Tom Cruise doing stunts? Do you like Tom Cruise saving the world?
Step right there. Put the bomb down, Cyrus Claps.
Keep back, Tom Cruise. You know I have an explosive temper.
Well, we better make this quick, because I have explosive diarrhea.
Well, it looks like you're going to die with poopy pants, Tom Cruise. Because if you can't beat me in rock, paper, scissors before this bomb goes off, half of Dubai is going to go bye-bye.
Well then, I guess we're going to be playing rock, pooper, scissors.
Mission somewhat possible.
Rock, paper, scissors, shoot! Fuck, best 2 out of 3.
Man, Tom Cruise has made a lot of those movies. I wonder when he's gonna stop.
I'm ready for this movie to start so I can light these damn fireworks.
Patience, Joseph. Patience.
Hey there, moviegoers! Jack Black here! Oh yeah! I was in school of rock! I am Steve! Just a friendly reminder to be respectful of your fellow moviegoers and don't throw popcorn! Oh yeah!
All he thinks we're gonna do is throw popcorn? Junior, I'm about to piss on some people. When he says chicken jockey, I'm gonna squeeze this chicken like he's a ketchup bottle until shit squirts out of his ass everywhere. Earlier, I put a whole roll of Mentos up his ass, and I made him drink an entire 2-liter bottle of Diet Coke, and the only thing that's stopping him from bursting like Chernobyl right now is the cork I stuffed in his ass. When that goes, I don't even know what's gonna happen. He might actually explode. It's just gonna be shit and feathers everywhere, Junior.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah, I Jack Black is gonna have to film a whole new warning just for what we're about to do in here. It's gonna be like 10 fucking minutes long because they're gonna have to realize everything we just did and warn people about every single thing.
Oh yeah, oh my god. You know, this movie's going straight to streaming when we're done.
Oh yeah, there's no way. It's gonna be banned from
Kentucky!
Guys, Today was the best day of my fucking life. It could not have gone better. I mean, that was perfect. Just chef's kiss. I mean, if we had just thrown the popcorn and pissed on some people, that would have been enough. But no, we had the gun and the fireworks and the chicken. Guy, my fucking chicken died. He literally shit his brains out. His organs are all over the floor of what was left of that movie theater. The fucking sprinklers came on. I mean, what more could you ask for? We burned that place the fuck down. And even if it didn't burn down, it wouldn't matter. Because there's no way they could have cleaned that. They would have had to demolish the whole building anyway. Just because the stench of all the shit in the piss. Oh, the piss! How could I forget about the piss? There was a couple in front of us that brought their kid to the movie, just hoping for a nice evening out with the family. I pissed all over them. They were mortified. They are never gonna go to another movie again. I mean, partially because we burned the theater down, but also because I pissed on them. I mean, can you imagine the stories they're gonna tell? Insane. In fucking sane. We weren't even humans in there. We were animals. We were chicken jockeys.
Oh, yeah, we were. I'll turn on the news and see if we made the news.
Oh, we have to have made the news. Probably the national news.
Breaking news, MK! A local movie theater was burned to the ground when a bunch of teenagers shot off fireworks and a gun during the Minecraft movie. These four teenagers are currently wanted.
We made the news!
We're wanted! The police want us!
Yeah, they do!
Joseph, show us the video.
Uh-huh.
The video that you took of us, like, fucking up the theater? You have the video, right?
I didn't get a chance to get a video, dude.
What, you didn't get the video?
No, I had popcorn and the silly string, and don't forget the fireworks.
Yeah, he had a lot of jobs.
I only have two hands.
We pulled off the greatest chicken jockey of all time, and we don't even have a video of it?
We have a memory.
That's true. We do have a memory.
I mean, it would be really cool if we could have put it on TikTok.
Yeah, that would have been sick as hell. But, I mean, you know what? I'm selfish. This can just be our little moment, just between us as friends and the other people in the movie theater that burned down. Yeah, yeah, you know, we made the news. That's not nothing either.
I mean, we did make the actual news.
Yeah, I mean, there are plane crashes that don't make the news.
But there's shootings that don't make the news.
Yeah, what we did is worse than a shooting.
It is.
Hey there, you four are under arrest. Yeah! Fucking you! What? Well, you're arresting us because we pulled off the greatest chicken jockey of all time.
Right? Chicken jockey!
Chicken jockey!
Chicken jockey!
I'm arresting you because you burned down a movie theater and you pissed on some people, so you're now a sex offender. Well, that was going to happen eventually, right? Well, no. And also, there was the fireworks.
Oh, yeah, the fireworks were sick.
Yeah, that was me.
Yeah, and then there was the gun thing. That was especially fucked up. Oh, yeah, that was Jeffy's idea. I wish I could take credit for it. So you just, slap on the old handcuffs and take us down to the courthouse. No, I don't have enough handcuffs, but, I mean, you guys have to go to court. Well, we're not, like, actually going to go to jail, though, right? Yeah, I mean, what do you mean? Of course you're going to go to jail. You committed arson and a whole bunch of other crimes. Wait, Junior, is he fucking serious?
Yeah, are you saying facts?
It's just like a slap on the wrist, though, right? No, I'm talking like prison, like multiple years in prison. What the fuck? That can happen?
Wait, it was a joke.
Well, it was funny, though. No, it wasn't funny. You guys committed a bunch of crimes and people got hurt. Junior, we're fucked.
Wait, it was a joke. We did it. It was a ha-ha joke.
No, there's no exemption for jokes.
Joseph, it's all your fucking fault for not filming the TikTok. If we had the TikTok, he'd see it was a joke. He'd think you did it on purpose.
Yeah, you might be right. Yeah, and it would have at least been worth it.
We did it on purpose, but, like, it was a joke purpose.
It was pretty funny. We said chicken jockey and shit. I'm going to have to take you guys down to the courthouse.
But other people were doing it.
No, they weren't. Come on.
No, other people...
Order. I am the Honorable Judge Bloomer, and today we will be hearing the case of Junior Joseph Cote and Jeffy. You four being accused of yelling chicken jockey at the Minecraft movie, and then throwing popcorn all over the theater, lighting off fireworks, pissing on your fellow moviegoers, riding a chicken around the theater while it was shitting, shooting a gun, and then eventually burning down the entire movie theater. Boys, what would make you commit such a crazy crime?
Well, Your Honor, Jack Black said chicken jockey, like from the Minecraft game. He said a video game reference. How else are we teenage boys supposed to react? Sit in our seats and not ride a live chicken that's shitting? I think not.
Now, I do see how that would be very exciting for you boys, but you should still know better than to act that way in public. You ruined the movie experience for everybody who was in the theater.
Well, even people who weren't in the theater, because you burned the entire theater down. My point is, do you boys feel any remorse for what you've done?
Your Honor, if anyone in the theater is complaining about what we did, they obviously aren't Minecraft fans. They should be proud about how crazy we went.
I see you have no remorse for what you've done. Well, since you boys love mining and crafting so much, your punishment will be to build a new movie theater for this community. And you can't have any outside help. You have to build it with wood and pickaxes and netherrack and redstone or whatever the fuck.
Your Honor, how the fuck are we supposed to build a movie theater? We're just kids.
Well, you boys managed to find a way to bring a live shitting chicken and a gun into a movie theater, so I'm pretty sure you can figure it out. And if you don't build the theater by tomorrow, you will all go to jail for 5 years. Case dismissed.
By tomorrow?
Come on, guys, let's get started.
But this is fucking impossible.
Okay, guys, let's get started on this movie theater.
God, this chicken fucking stinks. Guys, we're so screwed. There's no way we're gonna build a movie theater from scratch.
Well, I don't know how you'd build it from a scratch. You have to use your fingernails.
But no, I just mean, we're not gonna build it with no help.
We have help, Cody. There's four of us.
Well, okay, yeah, there are four of us, but we need materials.
Okay, well, one of us can go look for materials. Joseph, go out in the woods and collect wood.
Okay, dude, I gotcha.
What do I do? Me and Jeffy.
You can go look for hammers.
Look for hammers?
Yeah, and pickaxes.
I'm just going to find those?
Yeah, just go look for it. And Jeffy, you can go help Joseph look for wood, too, because you have strength, so you can, push trees down.
Okay.
And I'll draw what I think a movie theater should look like.
This is stupid. This isn't Minecraft. This is real life.
Wait, say that again.
I said this isn't Minecraft. This is real life.
Say the first sentence.
This isn't Minecraft.
Say that again.
This isn't Minecraft.
Say it one more time.
This isn't Minecraft.
But what if it was?
What are you talking about?
I'll see you at court tomorrow.
Where the fuck are you going? We only have 24 hours!
Order, 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 order. I am the Honorable Judge Pooper. And today, I will be seeing this brand new movie theater that these boys built for our community. Boys, where is this movie theater?
It's right here, sir.
Oh, I see. This must be a video of it.
No, we made it in Minecraft.
What?
That's the game Minecraft. We made the movie theater in Minecraft.
That was actually very cool. You have the seats and the screen and that is quite cool, but I actually meant a real movie theater in real life.
You never said that, Your Honor. You said a movie theater for our community, and it's a public server, so anyone can join and go in the theater.
Damn, damn, damn! I've been duped! You kids win this time, but I'll be back! I'll be back!
Where did he go?
It doesn't matter, guys! We won!
I'm a helicopter.
Jeffy, watch where you're swinging those beads. You might hit me in the face. Jeffy, hit me in the face, Jeffy.
Ooh, can I have that?
Yeah, take them.
Yay.
Hey, dang. One time, I was on the internet, and I saw this girl, and she pulled beads out of her butt.
But Jeffy, you shouldn't be watching videos like that.
But they were way bigger than this, Danny. They were like the size of baseballs. And when she pulled them out of her butt, they went like she was pulling bubble wrap out of her ass.
I don't want to hear it, Jeffy. Shut up.
But Danny, why would she do that?
What? I don't know, Jeffy. I don't know why she would do that.
Pull beads out of her butt.
I don't know, Jeffy. Let's watch the news. Just stop talking about that.
Breaking news, UK. Happy Mardi Gras. Since it's Fat Tuesday, the annual Fat Tuesday competition, where contestants will try to get as fat as they can today, on Tuesday, will be held. And if you're a fat enough piece of shit, you could win $1 million. So come on down and join the competition. I know I'm gonna join.
$1 million just to be the fattest person in town by the end of the day?
Well, when you say it all together like that, it kind of sounds stupid.
Marvin, how come our town is always randomly giving out large amounts of money for the stupidest things? Where's all this money coming from? Who's funding this?
Baby, don't question a free handout.
I don't think you can get that fat by tonight. There are people who are fat professionally. They're fat every day of the year. They love it.
Yeah, I don't know how we're going to out-fat a naturally fat person. But it is Fat Tuesday. We have to try.
Daddy, why is it called Fat Tuesday? Is there a chubby Monday, or a lard-ass Wednesday, or damn, bitch, you fat as fuck Thursday!
I don't know why it's called Fat Tuesday, but it is Mardi Gras, and you get beads today, so...
Oh, is this the day that girls pull these beads out of their butt?
No, they don't do that time today. They don't do that.
Well, they did in the video, and I don't know if I watched it on a Tuesday, or maybe she did it on a Tuesday. Either way, I nut it.
Jeffy, stop. Oh, listen, we're going to order McDonald's, and what do you want from McDonald's, baby?
I don't know, Marvin, but you know I like to eat.
Sticky wee-wee cream.
Jeffy, please just stop saying random shit like that.
Hey, Dan, guess what my sock calls me?
What?
The Creaminator. Because of the crab.
Okay, that is it. I'm going to order as much McDonald's. We're all going to get fat. Because if one of us gets fat, we all get $1 million.
Fuck yeah.
Okay, guys. All the food is here. I got a triple Big Mac stack of chicken nugget shish kebabs and a sextuple pounder.
Pounder? I hardly know her.
Sex! Tuple is what you said.
Yes, Jeffy. Sextuple means six of something, like single, double, triple, quadruple.
Sex.
Tuple, Jeffy. You have to say tuple afterwards. And I got you a meat mountain from Arby's.
Oh, meat mountain dick with sticky wee-wee cream all over.
Stop saying that word, Jeffy. It's called meat mountain because there's a lot of beef. It's like monster beef.
Yeah, that's why I typed it in the search bar. Monster beef. Girl can't handle this monster beef. But when I watched the video, she looked like she sure could handle that monster
Jeffy,
beef.
Shut up and stop talking.
Dang, the cheese on this sandwich looks like the cheese on the tip of my Peter.
Peter? I hardly know her.
Everyone stop talking. Everyone literally shut up. We have to eat all this food. You have to eat every little bite.
Marvin, we can't eat all this. It's going to make us sick.
Listen, I don't care. It's worth $1 million. If you eat all this food, we could possibly get $1 million. So everyone, I want you to clean your plate. I want to see nothing left on the plate.
That's what they said in the bukkake.
Shut up, Jeffy!
Oh, man, I'm so fat.
I don't know if I'm four or if I'm pregnant from all the sticky wee-wee cream.
Oh, guys, we gotta keep eating. There's still food left on our plates.
Marvin, I can't eat anymore. I'm gonna be sick.
Yeah, Daddy. The only way food's gonna get inside me without any resistance is if I shove it in my ass.
What? Listen, I need some more milkshake.
Yeah, me too.
I'm gonna suck it like a nipple. I can't reach it. Okay, look. We have to go to the fat competition. So everyone get up.
Come on, Marvin. I can't get up.
I can't move. I can't. I won't be able to walk. I'm so fat.
I can't get up either, Marvin. It's impossible.
I'm going to call a doctor. Maybe he can get some wheelchairs and take us to the competition.
Suck it.
Hey there. Somebody call a doctor. Fat. Bunch of fatties. Bunch of fat fuckers.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
What kind of world is this where the bullying isn't working? They like being called fat.
Well, we want to be fat.
It's Fat Tuesday.
Oh, is this about that stupid fat competition?
Yeah, we want that $1 million.
Okay, well, I gotta warn you, you definitely don't have a chance of winning. My fat ex-wife has got that shit in the bag. As soon as she shows up, they just hand her the money because she's so fat. I mean, I think she's a trillionaire from winning so many fat competitions. Actually, you know what? You might have a chance because I think they banned her from competing because she's so fat, it's just not fair to the other contestants. It's like a landslide, both literally and figuratively. You know why they call it Fat Tuesday? It's because my ex-wife is so fat, she got kicked out of a Ruby Tuesday for eating the entire salad bar. And I said, hey, let her do it. It's the first time she's had a salad in her entire life. But no, she was just dumping all the bacon bits and ham and cheese into her mouth. So that bitch has never touched a vegetable in her life, unless it's lettuce on a cheeseburger. You know, after she dies, there's still going to be fat left over, because there's no way all of that fat could possibly decompose before the sun explodes. So, like, those companies that harvest, like, whale blubber for, like, makeup and lipstick and shit, after my ex-wife dies, they don't need whales anymore. They can just harvest her blubber because she's so goddamn fat. See, on her driver's license, she's not an organ donor. She's a fat donor. Because after she dies, they're going to take her fat and give it to anorexic people, like reverse liposuction. Just put the fat right back in them. Anyway, what'd you guys eat?
Well, my daddy made me eat sticky wee-wee cream off his meat mountain.
Should I put on my cop outfit? I really don't like how you said he made you.
Well, no, listen, he did eat the meat mountain, but it had horsey sauce on it.
What the fuck is it? Horsey sauce? There's a horse involved? What's happening?
No, there's a meat mountain from Arby's, the big meat. The beef meat.
Oh, from Arby's, because they have the meats. Okay, yeah, that makes sense. What do you need from me?
Oh, well, we're so fat we can't really move, and I was wondering if you could help us try to move, like, wheelchairs or something.
Oh, a wheelchair. Yeah, my fat ex-wife needed wheelchairs to get around, too. You know, she's like those people in my 600-pound life that are so fat, they just sit in bed because they can't do anything else. They just sit there all day, and how do they shit? They just shit right there in the bed. They just shit, and they make, like, a little world of shit in the bed, and their fat rolls. It's like Osmosis Jones of shit. There's a whole little community going on in there in the shit. Can you imagine what that room smells like? It's all just piss and shit and old food. Ew, I don't want to think about it anymore. It's so fucked up. Ew.
Yeah, can you get us our wheelchairs?
Yeah, wheelchairs. You said that. Yes, I can do that.
He talks a lot.
Yeah.
There you go.
Whoa.
Oh, don't tip over. You might cause an earthquake, you fat fuck.
Whee! This is fun!
careful. Don't break that wheelchair. It's not covered by your insurance. Nothing is these days. All right, just roll yourselves down to the... Where do they have the fat competition? Like the convention center? Sure as hell isn't the gym, I know that. Like, McDonald's, Golden Corral, that sounds right.
Okay, can you give me a push?
Yeah, sure.
Whoa! Baby, have you seen my car keys?
Marvin, you're too fat to drive. You won't even fit in the car.
We have to drive. It would take hours to roll to the convention center.
Ooh, donkey! 8 layers of creamy cream Sara Lee cheesecake! Come here, you! Yummy! Oh, I can't wait to lick in between every single one of your little cracks. And I don't care if you wipe, because I didn't wipe. Am I in heaven? No, I must be in Pisa because of the leaning tower of cheesecake.
Shrug?
Oh, what do you want, Loki? And why are you fat as holy hell?
Well, there's a fat competition and the fattest person gets $1 million.
So you're telling me I could get $1 million just for being sexy?
Well, you have to be really fat, and you're definitely fatter than me and Rose combined, so please don't join, because you definitely probably would win.
That's super rude, Donkey! I want to join! So I'm going to eat all of this cheesecake, and then I'm going to join your little fat competition.
Well, have you seen my car keys?
Oh, they're right there, Donkey. Donkey, are you trying to blow ass? Let me show you how it's done.
Oh, God.
Oh, get a whiff of that right ass, Donkey.
Oh, get out of here, get out of here. Oh, God.
Busting. Come here, you.
Hello and welcome to Fat Tuesday's Fattest Fat Ass Competition on this Fat Tuesday. All the fattest fatsos in town have rolled out tonight to see what they're made of, which is mostly fat. So if you walked in here tonight, you're automatically disqualified, because there are fatter fuckers than you that can't even carry their own big fat weight around. Now it's time to put your money where your food is, in your big fat fucking belly. Now let's get this competition started and start the judging. That's a big fucker right there. Oh, he's really fat. How does he even tie his shoes? I bet he can't even fit in the shower. I bet he doesn't even try to shower. He's probably stinky being all fat like that. Big fat motherfucker. All right. Now it's time for the judging.
Oh, no way, baby. They have pizza.
Marvin, there's no way you have any more room left to eat.
Maybe just 2 or 3 slices.
Low-rider.
What, Goodman, what are you doing here?
I only joined for $1 million. Plus, I can afford Ozempic. And also, Quinceañera gave me a fat, sweaty Blumpkin earlier, and she fingered my belly button hole the whole time.
Okay.
Okay, everybody, it's time to start the official judging. Starting with you. Whoa, fat bitch alert, we got a fat bitch here.
Thank you.
Oh, do me.
Oh, no, tummy, tummy, tumble. What's the matter, tummy? You can't get up, you're too fat. You're like a big tummy turtle trapped on his back.
What about me?
Holy heart disease, you're already on your deathbed.
Or do me.
What? My God, that's the fattest fucker I've ever seen. I have no choice but to name you today's Fat Tuesday Fattest Fat Ass. What's that? Could it be an even fatter fat ass? Holy Fat Van Boogamall!
Now wait just a cheesecake second. If anyone's fat here, it's me.
My God, you've got to be the fattest fat ass here. You win.
Wait, I'm fatter than he is.
Ooh, you are pretty goddamn fat. Well, it looks like we've got ourselves a fat off. It's gone into overweight. I mean, overtime. Looks like I'm going to have to break out the tape measure and head over there, because you sure as hell can't come to me. All right, you fat sacks of shit. Let's see which one of you is fatter. I got to be careful not to get pulled into your gravitational pull. Oh, wow, you're pretty fucking fat. Now let's try you. Oh, wow, you're really fat, too. But Lardass here is just a little bit fatter. Congratulations, Lardass, you win.
Yay, $1 million for me. Chives, get in here and carry me.
What? Sir, I really can't.
Chives, I shit my pants.
You shit your pants, sir?
Yeah, where else was I supposed to go?
The bathroom?
I can't. I'm big.
Oh, very well, sir. I'll try my best. Oh, my back!
Damn it, Chives, you weren't even trying!
There you go.
Oh, thanks for the Ozempic, Doctor. I feel skinnier already.
Me too.
Yeah, my ex-wife is terrified of this stuff. I spray it at her to scare her away when she's visiting our daughter, because she's terrified of being skinny. She really wants to stay fat. She's like a bear hibernating for the winter, but, like, permanently. She's just, like, eating all the food she can to, like, store it up in case the world runs out of food, which it's going to because she's eating it all. Anyway, how'd the competition go? I take it you didn't win because you don't have $1 million?
No, somebody who didn't deserve it won.
Yeah, that is how these tend to go. I mean, we can't have you getting $1 million because then you don't have any problems and there's nothing to make videos about, is there?
No.
Yeah. So I'm just going to wash this off and go reuse it on my...
I learned a new magic trick. You want to see it?
Show us, Jeffy.
Sure, show us.
All right, I just need $20 to do the trick.
I'm not going to pull out $20.
Come on, Marvin. Pull out the $20.
Here.
All right, I'm going to make this $20 disappear.
Oh, no, you're just going to grab it and run away.
No, I'm not, Daddy. It's a magic trick. Oh, magic trick, dick. Disappears and shit.
Well, you're just going to tell me to close my eyes, and then you're going to grab it and run away.
No, I'm not, Daddy. Keep your eye on the $20.
Oh, I am.
All right, I'm going to make the $20 disappear. Abracadabra!
Ow! Hey, Jeffy, get back here!
Wait, where did the $20 go?
Jeffy took it. I knew he was going to do that.
But where did the $20 go?
In Jeffy's pocket, because he ran away.
Where is it?
I hate you. I hate you so much. There's someone at the door.
Hello?
Marvin, help!
Wait, why are you in handcuffs?
Well, Goodman here got caught trying to evade his taxes, and then he tried to bribe an IRS agent.
You tried to bribe an IRS agent?
Yes, they only make $61,000 a year, and I was going to offer them $70,000, which is more money than they make in a year in a single day.
And he's admitting to it.
Well, all right, well, how about I give you the $70,000 and you just don't arrest me?
Now you're trying to bribe a police officer, so that's another charge.
I'm not trying to bribe, I'm trying to help the poor.
Wait, why'd you come here, Goodman?
Because I was going to give you the $70,000 so you could bail me out of jail.
Why don't you get Chives to do it?
Well, because he's got to go to court with me to plead my case and tell him how much of a good person I am.
I'm not going to try very hard.
Right, so, Marvin, on. I need you here. Take it. If I'm in there longer than 30 seconds, I'm going to bite your balls off.
$70,000.
Who was at the door, Marvin? Where did you get all that money?
Okay, so look, Goodman got arrested for not paying his taxes, so he gave me $70,000 to bail him out of jail. But I was thinking we don't bail Goodman out of jail and we keep this money for us.
Wait, how long is he going to be in jail for?
Probably years. Not paying your taxes is a serious crime.
Yeah, I don't know, Marvin. He might get really mad if you don't bail him out.
You're right, but think about all the nice things we could do with this money.
Yeah, Jeffy could make it disappear.
No, no more magic tricks. But think about it. I mean, if I bail Goodman out of jail, he might not ask me for any more house payments. But if Goodman's in jail, then I don't have to give him a house payment because he's in jail. I don't know what to do with this money. Do I do the right thing? Or do I do the wrong thing?
Order, 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 order. I am the Honorable Judge Boomer. And today I am trying out a new hairstyle. What does everybody think?
I like it. You look like George Washington.
I hate it. Okay, today we will be hearing the case of Mr. Goodman, who is being accused of not paying his taxes, as well as bribing an IRS agent to continue to not pay his taxes. Mr. Goodman, what have you to say about this?
It was all Chives' idea! He's a sad old man, so he came up with the idea all by himself!
But that's not true, Your Honor!
Well, I have already spoken with this IRS agent, and I find you guilty! And if Chives is your mastermind, then I find him guilty as well. You see, I am paid through taxpayer money. That means you're fucking with my money. So I sentence you to 24 hours in prison and to pay $100 million to the IRS. Or me, if you want. I'd prefer me.
Ah! $100 million? I'd rather you put me in the electric chair!
Come on, you two.
But why me? Why me? I didn't do anything!
All right, get in there, you two.
Ew! Brick walls? Where's the marble tile? And the granite countertops? And the quartz flooring? Ew! Poor!
This is jail. We don't have any of that.
Please, sir! Don't lock me in here! I'm not supposed to be here! I'm just the butler! I'm innocent!
All right, zip it, you two. You guys did the crime and you were found guilty, so you have to spend the full 24 hours in jail.
What, Chives? A hook! Do you have a bed sheet? Because I'm going to Aaron Hernandez myself. Or maybe Jeffrey Epstein.
All right, that's it. You're on a live watch. I'm going to be back every 15 minutes to check on you.
Oh, I'm not going to make it in here, Chives. I need to lie down. Ew! Poor! What is this bed? Anne Frank slept on something better than this. This bed looks like it came from North Korea, and it's covered in bed bugs and lice and Ebola. Chives, I need you to lay on this mattress so I can lay on top of you so I don't have to touch it.
Sir, I don't believe I have to listen to you in here.
Chives, I'm going to make you my jail yard bitch, and for dinner you're going to have a mouthful of Goodman balls if you don't lay your ass on this bed.
Very well, sir.
Ugh, I love my Chives mattress. I wonder if it came with the vibrate feature. Vibrate, Chives. Oh, it did. I love the lower lumbar support. Oh, Chives, I have to shit, mouth.
No, no, sir, there's a toilet right over there.
Well, this time you got lucky, Chives, but come over here, you need to wipe me.
Very well, sir.
Ew, Chives, what is this toilet? It looks like it has herpes and syphilis all over it. I'm gonna need you to lick it clean so I don't get herpes on my ass cheeks.
But, sir, isn't that what toilet paper is for?
Well, do you see any toilet paper in here? Because I sure as fuck don't.
Well, maybe we could ask a guard for some toilet paper.
Chives, we don't have time for that. I have to shit now. Lick!
But,
Chives, clockwise! Come on!
It's on my tongue. I think
lick!
It's sick!
Up, Chives! Lick! Hurry, Chives, I have to shit. Pull my pants down. It's velcroed in the front and back.
Okay, sir.
Hurry, Chives, because if I shit in these pants, you're going to have to lick them clean.
Ooh, you should be good now, sir.
Chives, you know I can't shit until you say it.
Oh, very well, sir. All aboard the poop train. Doo, doo.
Chives, I need toilet paper, and there isn't any, so give me your shirt.
But, sir, this is cashmere.
Well, it's about to be ashmere, so give it to me.
Please, sir, can we just ask the guard for some toilet paper?
No, Chives, and also, there's no bidet, so I'm going to need you to spit on my asshole. Spit, Chives, spit.
No, please, sir, no.
Spit, damn it.
Oh.
More spit. It's starting to dry.
Oh, go on.
Come on.
I should probably go check on him.
Come on, Chives, a loogie!
But, sir, my mouth is very dry!
What the hell is going on in there?
Dear God, officer, please give us some toilet paper!
Chives, when did I say stop spitting? Where's my loogie?
Oh, dear God, if you needed toilet paper, all you had to do was ask! Here!
Slam dunk!
No! Why would you do that? We needed that!
No, we didn't, because you spit-shined my asshole pretty good, Chives. Thank you.
Oh, no.
Okay, you two just knock it off. Next time you need something, just ask.
Yes, I need something. If you're taking dinner orders, I'll have the filet mignon, medium-rare peppercorn with blue cheese crumbles, a side of asparagus, caviar, and a baked potato. And also, I'll have a glass of Cabernet Sauvignon 2017. And for Chives, he'll have the fancy feast, because he's a fancy little fucker. Meow, Chives.
Meow.
Good boy.
This is prison, so we don't have any of that stuff.
So no fancy feast? I'm sorry, Chives.
No, all we have are fish sandwiches.
Oh, well, cats like fish, so go ahead, Chives.
Well, it's better than what you normally feed me.
So when should I expect my filet mignon?
Actually, everybody gets a fish sandwich.
Ew! Jail fish? Where do you even get that from?
Well, it just comes in a truck.
So it doesn't come from Nobu? So it's not mahi or yellowfin tuna?
I don't know, man. It's just fish.
Ew! Poor! I'm going on a hunger strike!
For 24 hours?
Yep!
Okay, if you want to.
Wait! I didn't say no to the fish sandwich!
No, Chives! I'm not gonna let you eat that shitty food. Now, come on. I have to lie down.
Oh.
Don't you start complaining, because complaining gives me the runs.
Oh, I'm so excited to have you sit on me.
All right, Chives, down. Oh. Down! Down! Ugh. So what the hell are you supposed to do in this shithole anyway? There's no golf course or yacht with bitches or Lamborghinis? Chives, you know I hate it when you mumble. Open your mouth when you talk. What the fuck? Chives, breathe! Breathe! What were you saying?
Sir, I was saying maybe we could play tic-tac-toe.
Well, I don't see a pen or fucking paper in here, do you? Unless you smuggled some in your ass.
No.
All right, then, down.
But sir, what if we ask the guard for a pen and paper?
Okay. Call the fucking guard, Chives. I'm not going to waste my words.
But, sir, you just said so many more words.
Chives, don't make me shit.
Guard! Guard!
Hey, knock it off, you two. Now, you guys are going to get a third cellmate. See, there was a brutal assault in another cell, and there was shit everywhere.
Yeah.
I don't know who did it, but I know it wasn't Bubbles, because he's way too friendly. So he's going to be in your cell for a little while. Come on, Bubbles, get in there.
Oh, Chives, protect me!
What's up, cute little hoes?
Oh, hello, sir.
You a beautiful little butterfly, ain't you?
Oh, sir, did you hear that? He called me a beautiful little butterfly.
I got some soap for your ass cheeks.
Oh, perfect! Grab it, Chives, and start spitting!
Very well, sir.
Yeah, you don't want to drop this soap. We only got one. Hold on pretty tight, okay?
Okay.
Oops. pick that shit up.
Sir, I believe I've dropped the soap.
Yeah, you did. Pick that shit up.
Pick it up, Chives.
We don't waste soap here, nigga.
But, sir, I feel like if I pick it up, something bad will happen.
We're wasting time.
I feel
pick
like...
up the damn soap.
Just pick it up, Chives.
Something bad's gonna happen, sir.
Nothing bad gonna happen. I hear, man.
This Bubbles house. Pick up that damn soap, nigga.
Okay. What's that?
Hey, don't be scared, nigga. I'll be gentle, I promise. You ain't gonna just walk up in my cell all double-cheeked up and shit and not gonna throw it back on daddy. That ass for me.
Your news, Goodman, you made bail. Oh, God.
Just me or Chives, too?
I thought he was with you.
No, he does everything for me.
Please, please don't let me stay here.
I must ask. Your turn now.
Chives, fetch.
But, sir, it's your turn! No, it's your turn now!
I'm ready to go now, please!
Okay, come on.
Yeah, come on, nigga.
Thanks for finally bailing me out of jail, dickhead. What took so long? Chives had to spit shine my ass!
Well, you see, the $70,000 was heavy. I had multiple trips to the car. And
you thought about spending it, didn't you?
Oh, no, no, no!
Don't you lie to me. I have cameras in this house, and I heard you and Porky Pig thinking about spending it.
Wait, who's Porky Pig?
You little piggy.
Aww.
Well, look, I did the right thing. I bailed you out. So, what's my reward?
You get a thumbs up. Good job, bud. You did good.
Well, you see, I bailed you out of jail.
I gave you the money to bail me out of jail. All you had to do was drive down to the jailhouse and then pay the bail. That's way more work than you do sitting on your ass all day.
I guess you're right.
Yeah, but I left Chives in the jail cell. He's getting railed. But I'll leave him in there for a few weeks until he learns his lesson about tax fraud. Old fuck. Anyway, tomorrow, house payment. Give it to me.
I should have spent the money.
I heard that!
I hate Thanksgiving. The stock market's closed, so I can't make any money!
Chives! More packing!
More packing, sir!
Chives, what the hell are you doing? I'm not gonna hold the glass while you pour my packing. Take the glass from me, Chives!
Sorry, sir.
We need to get your brain scanned, you old fuck!
Well, you know it's pronounced champagne and not packing.
Well, you're a real champagne in my ass, Chives. And if you talk back again, that bottle's gonna be a real champagne in your ass.
Very well, sir.
Hold on, I'm getting a phone call. And I better not hear a single peep out of that old dentured mouth of yours.
Yes, sir!
You see that? You see what you just did? That thing where your mouth was moving and shit was coming out of it? Yeah, no more of that! Wait, you don't know how to say yes, sir?
But you just...
Shut the fuck up, Chives! You know what? Sit on the bottle.
What?
Sit on the bottle! I want you to take that bottle all the way to the base of your ass! Hurry, Chives, because if I miss this phone call, you're out on the streets! Shut up!
Hello?
Hello, my friend. It is me, Prince Abu Dhabi.
What do you want? You bored building sandcastles and shit?
Yes.
Well, what the fuck do you want? I'm in the middle of a very important business meeting.
No, he's not!
Hold on. My golden retriever likes to do that cute thing where he rubs his ass on the carpet.
Shut the fuck up, Chives!
Now, where were we?
You were just wondering why I were calling you, and it was so I could tell my bestie the happiest of thanks of the giving!
I hate Thanksgiving.
But you get to eat all the turkey and the stuffing.
Yeah, I hate it.
But we don't have Thanksgiving in the Middle East.
Yeah, but they filmed Star Wars there and you got the pyramids, so you got that going for you.
Well, if someone would throw me a true, perfect American Thanksgiving dinner, I would give them $1 billion.
A $1 billion to have Thanksgiving?
Duh, of course.
Well, I'll give you a Thanksgiving for $1 billion.
You would do that for me?
Yeah, and I'll even dress up like a pilgrim with a buckle on my hat and shit.
Oh, you are the best person ever. I'm getting on my private jet now and heading there.
Okay, I'll see you when you get here.
Oh, thank God!
Charles, I didn't tell you to get off the bottle! But Charles, get off the bottle. I need you to get that old ass in the kitchen and make an entire Thanksgiving dinner in 1 hour.
In 1 hour? But stop! I don't even know how to cook a turkey.
Well, get on YouTube and figure it the fuck out.
No, very well, sir.
If it's not done in 1 hour, then I swear to God I'm going to take my phone, and we're gonna film one man, one bottle, paint Olympics and shit!
By the way, sir, it's 5 p.m., so here is your caviar.
Oh, thanks for reminding me, Chaz.
Tintinera! The caviar! My balls! Now!
I hear me, Mr. Goodman.
Yeah, you thought you were gonna get out of it, didn't you? Caviar's right there. Get to smearing. I want it all over the place, even behind my balls.
Okay, Mr. Goodman.
We're not gonna miss a single egg this time.
Oh, it's done! Yes! I can't believe I did it! I cooked a whole Thanksgiving dinner in under an hour, with time to spare!
Chives, next time you go to the grocery store, I'm gonna need you to get some French onion dip for my asshole. Quintanilla wants to mask the flavor.
Look, sir, I did it! I cooked the whole Thanksgiving dinner!
You want a fucking cookie? You did exactly what I told you to do! Great! Now let's see what we got here. Nuts. Biscuits. Cat throw up. Chives, what in the fuck is this? This looks like green bean trail mix.
It's green bean casserole, sir.
Well, that's disgusting. I don't want it here. Now I'm going to try the turkey. Nom, 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 nom.
My God, sir. Can you chew with your mouth shut?
Nom, 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 nom. That's some good turkey, Chives. You know what? You do deserve a cookie. You can go in the pantry and get one of your dog biscuits. But just one.
Sir? Are you feeling all right?
I just had caviar licked off my nutsack, Chives. I'm feeling fantastic.
But, sir, you're a turkey.
What the fuck? Yeah, Chives, you're a fucking turkey. Fuck you.
No, sir, I mean like you literally have a beak.
And you look like you have a beak with that stupid mouth of yours.
Sir, please, go to the bathroom and look in the mirror. You are literally a turkey. Beak, feathers, everything.
Chives, I told you we need to get your brain checked, you old shit. I guess I'm going to go to the bathroom and take a piss so I don't get a UTI from all the caviar in my urethra. Chives is getting old. That dementia's setting in, so I'm probably gonna have to euthanize him. Oh, ha ha! Very funny, Chives! You must have went to a carnival or a fair or some shit and got one of those mirrors that turns everything into a turkey! Chives, you get in here and fix my mirror! Chives, why aren't you a turkey in the mirror?
Well, sir, there's nothing wrong with the mirror. You are literally a turkey!
Chives, I'm gonna peck those stupid fucking eyes out of your head. You tell me what's wrong with my mirror.
There's nothing wrong with your mirror. You are a turkey, sir.
I don't get it. Stop screwing around and fix my mirror.
Hold on, sir. Look in the camera, sir.
Is that one of those stupid fucking Snapchat filters that turns everything into a turkey?
No, you are a turkey.
If I was a turkey, would I be able to do this?
I'm a turkey! Turkey face! Chives, you better fix this right now! I need my $1 billion because the Prince of Abu Dhabi's coming!
Wait, why is he giving you $1 billion?
He said he'd give me $1 billion if I gave him a Thanksgiving dinner!
Wait a minute. If I kill Goodman, I could take $1 billion for myself. I mean, I did cook the dinner. Goodman, hurry quick to the kitchen. I know how to fix this.
Okay.
Hurry, sir. Put your head right here. I know how to fix this.
Okay.
All right, let me just grab the medicine. Now, don't look. This is really nasty medicine, and it might hurt for a second. Just have to line it up. And...
Ah! I see what you're trying to do, Chives. You're trying to kill me so you can get $1 billion.
Exactly! Get back here! Get back here! Well, I guess it doesn't matter. As long as Goodman's not here, $1 billion is mine.
Boyne, Thanksgiving dinner's almost ready.
Well, hurry it up. I gotta go to work.
Aw, Boyne, I hate that you have to work on Thanksgiving.
Yeah, well, they're offering double pay, and we really need the money. And besides, people like to steal a lot on Thanksgiving. They think it's Thanks-stealing, or Thieves-giving, or Thieves-stealing, or...
Knock it off, Boyne. I get the picture. Turn off your football game and pay attention to me.
But I want to see if the Miami Dolphins quarterback gets another concussion. His brain must be oatmeal by now.
Turn it off, Boyne.
Oh, look, here in the news.
Breaking news! There's been a massive recall on Butterball turkeys because apparently some of the workers at the Butterball factory were banging the turkeys. So now one of the turkeys is cursed. So if you eat it, you'll turn into a turkey. So if you have a Butterball turkey, it's best not to even try to eat it. Go buy a new brand of turkey or kill your own!
Oh no, Boynie! We have a Butterball turkey!
Oh no, how cheeked up is it?
It's pretty thick, Boynie.
Oh yeah, it's definitely soiled.
Boynie, you gotta go to the store and get me a new one!
Well, Karen, we don't need a turkey. We can just eat ham and cheese Lunchables.
Oh, actually, Boynie, we're out of those too, so you can pick those up while you're at the store.
I'm not going to the store, Karen. They're going to be sold out of everything.
Boynie, go get
I'm not gonna get you a toy key.
Boy, the Thanksgiving's gonna be ruined without one!
Okay, fine. I'll go get one. Damn.
I gotta get to Marvin. He can fix me. He'll love to fix me. And then I'll get his house payment.
Ugh, I hate working on Thanksgiving. I want to be at home watching football. And where the hell am I even supposed to find a turkey? All the stores are closed. I mean, there's no point in me even looking now. Wait, what is that? What? Oh, a speeder. Great. I'm gonna ruin his Thanksgiving, too.
No! The cops! They're gonna pull me over! Well, maybe they can help me.
I can't believe I'm doing this on Thanksgiving. I'm gonna ruin this guy's day, I'll tell you what. Nobody's gonna have a worse Thanksgiving. Hey there, sir. Or should I say gobble gobble?
Hey, I'm kind of in a rush.
Holy shit, it talks. I must have fallen asleep on the couch watching football.
No, this is very real.
Oh, I see. You must have eaten one of those butterball turkeys.
Yes, and this is the worst situation I've ever been in.
Oh, I'm really sorry to hear that. I'll let you go on your way.
Okay, thank you.
Hold on a minute. My wife wants me to get a turkey. And this guy is a turkey. I could just kill this guy and bring him home to my wife, and maybe she'll shut the hell up. Sir, I need you to step out of the car, please.
No, I'm leaving. I don't have time for this.
Well, no, I need to search the car to make sure you don't have turkey meth.
No, I'm leaving.
What? No, sir, you can't do that. Sir, hey, no, get out.
Don't touch my car, you poor!
Don't peck me.
You!
What? Hey.
You poor! What? Are you?
Yeah, well, you're a fucking turkey. How about that? Fuck you!
Mm-mm-mm. Thanksgiving dinner is really looking good this year. I outdo myself every single year, though. And your ass just keep teasing me, girl. Ooh, thick ass, just toot it up, and ooh, I just want to get behind it and just act up right now. But I got to finish preparing this damn dinner. You know I ain't got time for a quickie. Your sexy ass. Ooh, Shabibi! What, Braxton? I'm trying to prepare dinner. What kind of turkey is that? Oh, it's a butterball. Oh, hell no! We can't eat a butterball turkey this year! Did you see the news? They just said that people were humping turkeys and putting their buttery balls on the butterballs, so we can't eat that! Wait, really? What? No way! Kathy! What kind of sick-ass weirdo would hump a turkey? That's for Thanksgiving! I thought you were a damn virgin! You lied to me! You lying whore! Well, anyway, Chef Pee-Pee, I need you to find a live turkey and kill it right in front of me so I know that it's not tainted. Well, where am I supposed to find a live turkey, Braxton? I don't know! Figure it out! Oh, Jesus. What? Who's at the door? Hello?
Hey. I know, I'm a talking turkey.
Wait. I don't remember smoking crack earlier, so why is there a talking turkey at my front door?
Listen, I got turned into a turkey and I need to talk to Marvin.
Oh, hell no, you're not talking to Marvin. I'm cutting your head off in front of Braxton.
If you touch me, I'm going to peck out your eyeballs.
Oh, look, I need to kill you, come on! Wait, do me a favor real quick. I need a 360, turn that ass around. God damn! Thick ass bitch! I'm gonna bite that motherfucker!
Listen, if you let me talk to Marvin, I'll let you smack it again later.
Okay, well, right this way, goddammit!
Hey, Marvin, it's me, Goodman! Well, don't just stare at me, help me!
Marvin, I can't explain that.
It's a talking turkey!
Yeah, it's me, Goodman! I turned into a turkey and I need to change back into a human! Somebody help me!
Oh, you must ate one of those contaminated turkeys.
Yeah, the butterball shits now! Help me!
Okay, first of all, even if I could help you, why would I help you? All you do is ask me for money.
You have a house that has a mortgage, and I want the house payment, Marvin!
What do I do?
I think you should kill him.
No, don't kill him. He's your best friend.
He's not your best friend. He just wants your house payment.
What? Crunk from Emperor's New Groove?
Yeah, that's me.
No, that's me.
No, that's me. Don's Infinity.
Well, fuck.
Yeah, don't listen to him anyway. He's just a pussy.
Hey, you don't say that. You got beat up in kindergarten all the time.
Hey, I told you not to tell people that. It's a very sensitive subject.
All right, guys, let's stay focused. What should I do?
I think you should eat him. I got a big-ass fork here if you want to borrow.
Well, he's got a point.
Okay, even if I wanted to turn him back into a human, how would I do that?
Oh, simple. Yzma's potion.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Yzma does have a potion.
Well, can you get me the potion?
No.
That's okay. I can.
All right, now that he's gone, let's eat.
No! I got Yzma's potion right here.
Damn it!
Okay, well, give him the potion.
All right, turkey man, here you go.
Thanks for turning me back, Marvin. No, give me your house payment.
Really? You're still gonna ask for your house payment after I just helped you out? It's Thanksgiving!
Yeah, I want to say thanks for you giving me your house payment.
So gimme.
I don't have it. What are we gonna do? I'm so stressed out.
Who cares? He owes you his house payment. Get your money.
He turned you back into a human. He didn't have to do that. He could just let you die.
Yeah, but how many house payments does he owe you?
A lot.
Exactly. So get your damn money.
But come on, man. It's Thanksgiving.
Yes, Thanksgiving. Not a jury event.
There is an old man waiting for me to beat his ass at my house.
Yeah.
You know what, Marvin? You don't owe a house payment this month.
Wait.
I have old man ass to beat.
Really?
I told you you should have hit him.
Well, I think you did the right thing, pal.
Whoa, any minute now and that $1 billion will be coming to the door. That must be my $1 billion. Hello, your majesty.
Hello, my sexy, bald-headed friend. It is me, Prince Abu Dhabi.
And it is I, Camille Habib Abou. Camille as in Campbell.
Shut the hell up. So, is my Thanksgiving feast ready?
It is, right this way, sir.
Oh, my Alanis, look at this Thanksgiving feast! It's perfect!
Yes, I would like to apologize for Goodman. He unfortunately won't be able to make it because he is, very, very sick.
Oh, well, I'm very sorry to hear that.
Yes, but he told me that you could hand me his $1 billion in cash.
Well, I don't bring it in cash, but I did bring it in gold. Is that okay?
Yes, yes, that's perfect. I'll just be taking this.
What, you don't want to stay and have dinner with me?
Well, I really must be going.
What?
I can't stay. I mean, I need to have this money and take it to Goodman's bank.
Come here! Spit on him! He disrespect me by not wanting to have Thanksgiving dinner!
You know, Goodman does this to me all the time.
Camille, we are leaving!
Wait! No! I'll have Thanksgiving dinner with you! I'll do anything!
No! You lost your chance!
No! Damn it!
Chimes, where are you? You better have a good fucking hiding place, because when I find you, this bottle is going in your ass, and I'm gonna break it! Where are you at, Chimes? You can't hide forever! Whenever I find you, I'm gonna give you $1 billion worth of pain! Where are you at, Chimes? Chimes?
Are you hiding in my grandfather's fucking ashes, you dirty son of a bitch? I wouldn't have anything to say either.
Chimes, you bite that turkey, so you turn into a turkey, and then I'm gonna cut your head off and butterball your ass.
But sir, I said I'm sorry.
Are you $1 billion sorry? Bite it!
Nom 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 nom.
I'll give you a 10-second head start. I run faster with a boner!
Man, guys, I love eating popsicles.
Oh, yeah, dude. It's the best way to cool off.
Orange is my favorite. Cody, calm down. You're going to get a brain freeze. All right, everyone try to get a brain freeze. Bite your popsicles.
Jeffy, what happened?
Dude, he bit his tongue. You didn't have to bite that hard.
What, baby, what are you doing?
I'm taking feet pics, Marvin.
Why?
So I can sell them online because you won't get a job.
Baby, no. You gotta take better angles than that.
What?
Because those won't sell.
Marvin!
And I admit that thing.
What?
I admit that thing.
Jeffy, I can't understand you.
I admit that thing, man. I admit that thing.
Put your tongue back in your mouth so I can hear you.
I admit that thing.
Baby, I can't understand what Jeffy's saying.
Well, maybe he has a speech impediment.
He has a brain impediment.
Marvin!
It's true. I can't understand what you're saying, Jeffy.
Marvin, maybe if you speak like him, you'll understand what he's saying better.
Oh, I'll speak like Jeffy.
Marvin!
Ow! Well, look, he's an idiot. Oh, okay, you know, his tongue just fell out of his mouth.
Oh, no. I'm calling the doctor.
Call the doctor. Baby, did you call the doctor?
I did. He said he was on his way.
What? That was like 30 minutes ago. I'm going to call and check on him.
Hello? Damn, baby!
Hey,
Marvin, is that you?
Yeah, you said damn, baby.
Oh, yeah, well, I'm in traffic right now, and there's a lady whose baby's not in a car seat, so I was like, damn, baby, you should be in a car seat.
Is that music I hear?
Yeah, because I'm in my car, listening to music like everybody does. Duh.
Are you at a strip club?
No, Marvin, I told you, I'm in traffic. You know, it's going to take a while. It's just, you know, things were crazy at the hospital. There was, like, this woman with her ankles behind her head. How is she doing that? She needs a spank is what she needs.
Wait, what?
Yeah, like I said, Marvin, I'm in traffic.
Okay, well, my son's tongue fell out of his mouth.
My tongue's about to fall out of my mouth. Oh, ooga!
What was that?
That was a car, an old car honking at me, you know, like a ooga. And it's also the noise they make in cartoons when you see a hot lady and your eyes pop out of your head.
I think my son had a stroke.
I'm about to stroke something. Yeah, in traffic, you know, because I'm so bored, I got nothing else to do. I might as well just, you know, rub one out.
Oh, listen, I really need your help. Are you coming or not?
I'm coming. Oh, I'm coming. Oh, damn. I am coming.
Then please hurry.
He's still there, Marvin.
Yeah?
I'll be on my way. Keep the change.
I think he's on his way. That must be him. Hello?
Hey, Marvin, do you have, like, a wet napkin or a towel, or can I just straight up take a shower?
Why?
Well, you see, I was in traffic, you know, and I had my window rolled down, just listening to music, minding my own business, and then somebody threw a cigarette in my car, so that's why I smell like a strip club. And then, yeah, you can smell that. And then, because I had my window rolled down, you know, somebody ran by, and they stole my wallet, and they took, like, $500 out of there, plus bottle service, and then they gave me my wallet back, but I still lost a lot of money. And then I was just so bored, you know, sitting in traffic doing nothing, so I decided to do a crafts project, and I had, like, a hole in my pants, so I decided to try to glue that closed, you know, from the inside. So then, yeah, my pants got all sticky, and my legs got sticky, so, can I take a shower?
Yeah, just make it quick.
Hey, baby, he said yes.
Baby?
Yeah, my time doesn't start yet, okay?
Wait, who's that?
Oh, this? This is a nasty bitch. No, this is, Nurse Baby. Yeah, she spells it B-E-B-E, like Bebe, but I just call her Baby. She's not wearing her nurse outfit, or really any clothes for that matter, because a patient threw up on him. That's why we need to take a shower so bad.
Is that a stripper?
Marvin, no, she is not a stripper. She is a nurse. She's a nurse, and she just got done with a very long 12-hour shift helping very sick kids, just scrubbing puke on her hands and knees. And you call her a stripper. Marvin, apologize to baby.
I'm sorry, baby.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. That's right, baby. So, yeah, we're going to need to use your shower and then also probably your bed to dry off.
Why don't you just go somewhere else?
Well, my wife would never allow me to bring her home, and this is cheaper than a hotel because it's free. So can I take your shower?
Okay, hurry up.
Thanks, Glenn.
Jeffy, ask me a yes or no question.
Bimba Hedman, it better hit my knee with Bimba, and it didn't hit my puppy with Bimba, and it slip, and it slid, and it my back, Bimba Hedman.
Pick a color.
Boo.
What?
Boo.
What?
Boo.
What?
Boo.
Oh, Jeffy, shut up.
Marvin, where's the doctor?
He's taking a shower.
What? Why?
He said he got dirty in traffic. I don't know.
Hey, guys.
Why are you naked?
We were born this way, okay? It's how we're supposed to be. Oh, Marvin, I should probably let you know I pulled the triple S in your bathroom.
A triple S?
Yeah, shit, shower, shave, except I did it all in the shower.
What?
I know, but the toilet was too far away, so I just had to drop anchor right there in the shower. Like, a lot of anchors. I shit like a rabbit, Marvin. Don't worry, I tried to clean it up. I took the plunger and tried to shove it down the drain, but I just made it worse, and it just ended up looking like a big stringy Play-Doh mess, like trying to shove ground beef down a garbage disposal.
That's sick!
Yeah, I know. I'm sorry, Marvin, okay? But that's not important. What's important is that I have a question, okay? I don't really know this girl very well.
Wait, what girl?
There's a girl in there.
Yeah, it's a nurse that he works with.
Marvin, come on. That was obviously a lie. She's clearly a hooker.
A hooker?
Yeah, Marvin, don't pretend I'm not a habitual liar. Obviously, she's a hooker. Let's get past that. What I need to know is should I wear protection or not?
You can ask my fortune teller.
Ooh, okay.
Okay, pick a color.
Red.
R-E-D. Pick a number.
Two.
One, two. Pick another number.
Three.
All right, let's see. Only time will tell.
Oh, cool. That's real fucking helpful. Thank you for that. Yeah, I guess time will tell in 9 months when it's too late.
Listen, can you just help with my son while you're right here?
Yeah, sure. I'll do it later.
What? Do it later. Do it right now.
No, I'll do it after I'm done.
Jeffy, go to your room until he's ready.
Bedpad.
Guys, I do have another really big favor to ask.
What do you want?
I need some money.
What? For what?
Well, I think my time with her is up, and she did see me shit in the shower and try to shove it down the drain with the plunger, so now she wants more money to stay.
Well, I think I have a 20 in the car.
Get that, please.
Okay.
Marvin, money?
I might have a 10 in my wallet.
That's not gonna be enough, buddy. She saw me shit in the shower.
Well, I don't know.
Like a rabbit.
I have an ATM card that I can go get money out of.
Yeah, that's more like it. The longer we sit here talking about it, the more money she's gonna need.
Okay.
Here's a 20.
Thank you.
And here's a 50.
50? That's all you could do?
Yeah, that's all I could do.
70's kind of a weird number for seeing somebody shit in the shower, but I can make it work. I can make it work.
Okay, guys, now that we're done eating our popsicles and you're done choking on yours, what do you want to do?
We should play hide and seek.
Oh, yeah, dude. That sounds fun as hell.
Okay, I'll count first.
Hey, bad, bad, bad.
Oh, we're just playing hide and seek.
Bad, bad, bad.
Yeah, sure, you can play. Junior's counting.
Wait, you can understand him?
Yeah, he's speaking in tongues. I speak tongue. Around a butthole. Hey-o.
Okay, I'm gonna count.
Okay.
One, two.
Wait, you're not that doctor. Do you have my money? Ah! Who are you?
I'm the Green Scooby-Doo Killer, and I'm gonna kill you. Ah!
Oh my god, he's coming!
Ah!
She's dead. Out the window I go.
Hey, baby, I got the money, so you know what that means. Fist in my ass. Jeffy, did you kill my hooker?
No, I haven't gotten it.
It has to have been you. You're the only one here. Come on, you're under arrest.
Order, 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 order. I am the Honorable Judge Boomer. And today we will be hearing the case of Jeffy, who is being accused of murdering a hooker. Bailiff, tell me what happened.
Well, Your Honor, I had just gotten done shitting in the shower, and I told the hooker to go wait for me in the bedroom, because I needed to ask Marvin for some money, because I had to pay the hooker, you know, for obvious reasons. And then when I got into the bedroom, I saw Jeffy standing there, right next to the dead hooker.
Hmm. Oh, dear. How much was she charging you?
$100 an hour.
Hmm. Not bad. For everything?
Yeah. She was a nasty bitch, Your Honor.
Jeffy, how could you? Did you really murder that hooker? Explain yourself.
I'm sorry, what? I can't understand you. Can you say that again? Mr. Jeffy, if the next sound out of your mouth is not an understandable sentence, I will find you guilty of murder. That is it. Mr. Jeffy, I find you guilty of murdering a hooker, and I sentence you to life in prison.
She was a good woman. Come on, you monster. Get in there, you murderer. I hope your cellmate does to you what that hooker was going to do to me. Shove his fist in your ass.
Jeffy, how could you do that to our family? Officer, there's just no way that Jeffy murdered that hooker. There's no way.
Marvin, you're just going to have to accept that your son's a murderer.
Jeffy, why would you do this? What are you trying to say?
Listen, Marvin, I don't have time for this. I got another inmate I got to bring in.
Jeffy, if you could just try your hardest to try to explain who did it, just say it. Just try to say it with the best way you can. You're not even trying.
All right, Jeffy, it looks like your cellmate's going to be this guy in a green Scooby-Doo costume.
We can't understand you, Jeffy. Just stop trying to talk.
That's the guy who killed the hooker in the green Scooby-Doo costume.
Yeah, it was me.
Wait, Jeffy, how can you talk? How? Well, because I had this big piece of Play-Doh in my mouth the whole time, pretending it was my tongue.
Wait, so this is the guy who killed the hooker?
Yeah, in the green Scooby-Doo costume.
Why did you take out the Play-Doh earlier?
Because I'm a fuck.
And why didn't you speak up in court?
Because I'm a shithead.
So you wasted everyone's time?
Yeah.
I'm gonna beat your ass.
Ray! Ray, guard! Help!
Somebody
help!
Owes me $70 and a fist in my ass.
Astronauts been back to the moon.
What?
Astronauts have been to the moon, right? Why haven't they gone back?
I think because it's too expensive to go back.
How much does it cost?
Billions of dollars.
Well, I found a way to do it for $2.
$2 how?
Yeah, check it out. This.
Wait, what is that?
Paper towel roll. You can slide down it. Or it can be an elevator.
Oh, that's a really good idea, Jeffy.
An elevator to the moon would never work, Jeffy.
Yes, it would.
Well, no, it would not, because the moon moves.
Well, so does the Earth.
Ooh, he has a point, Marvin.
But no, but the Earth and the moon, they don't move at the same... Listen, it would never work, because if you kept the moon in one spot, it would be dark there forever.
That's not true. I've seen the moon outside during the daytime.
You know, I've always wondered about that.
Well, listen, it would never work, because this stupid thing would cost trillions and trillions of dollars if it ever did work.
Yeah, but then you can go to the moon whenever you want to. Put a Walmart up in that bitch. Or a Chuck E. Cheese. Oh, alien rat cheddar cheese pizza dick.
Marvin, look, the news!
P. Diddy was found not guilty?
Oh no, Marvin, those poor abused women. This is just gonna teach women not to come out about their abuse claims because justice is never served.
Uh-huh.
Hey, Danny, we should probably call NASA and tell them to shit can knees since we have my Chuck E. Cheese elevator.
Hey, Marvin.
Oh, hey, what are you doing here?
Whoa, what is that?
It's my Charles Entertainment Cheddar elevator to the Chuck E. Cheese on the moon.
Huh, that's cool.
Where he thinks he can build an elevator to the moon, but I told him it's a dumbass idea.
You know, I actually work for NASA, and we've never thought of anything like that. That's a pretty good idea.
Huh, well, you guys should probably shit can knees, too.
Oh, we stopped making those back in 2010. Huh?
What do you want?
Oh, well, I assume you saw the Diddy stuff.
Oh, yeah, he was found not guilty.
Yeah, not guilty.
It's just a shame. No one ever takes women seriously when they share their trauma stories.
Any fucking way. He was only found not guilty because it was a hung jury. They were each pushing 10 inches at least.
But what's a hung jury?
Well, you see, during the jury selection process, we all just pick random people. But then after the verdict, we have everybody drop their trousers, and we see how much they're packing. And if they're packing too much, we can't believe anything they say because they don't know what it's like to suffer. I mean, if I had a 10-inch dong, I'd be waving it at traffic. I'd be an only fans model. I wouldn't need any other jobs.
So what does any of this have to do with me?
Oh, well, you see, Diddy has been handing out flyers at the courthouse.
Your elevator crashed.
Well, fuck.
Well, he was handing out flyers at the courthouse for his big not guilty freak-off party that he's gonna have tonight, and no cops are allowed, I already asked. So what I need you to do is sneak into that party with a hidden camera and record as much evidence as you can so we can put him away for good this time.
But you want me to go to a freak-off?
Absolutely not, Marvin!
I wasn't saying I was gonna go, but if I did go, what did you want me to do?
I mean, everything. Whatever he told you to do. And you'd have to record all of it, too. Just get really freaky. Some really nasty shit.
Wait, what if he wants me to suck a wiener?
Then you gotta suck a wiener on camera, Marvin.
Marvin, you can only go if you can get justice for those women.
Oh, I am not gonna...
Hey, Daddy, can I go?
Wait, no one's going. I'm not going, you're not going.
But, Daddy, what if you need backup? What if you get just shit?
He's got a point, Marvin.
We're not getting any shit, because why the hell would I want to go there?
I mean, justice, for one.
Ew.
And also, you know, we offer a reward of $50,000.
Well, $50,000. Now we're talking about potential wiener sucking money.
Okay. Wow. I'm surprised that's all it took.
Wait, no. Listen, for $50,000, I'll go in there, but you said I have to wear a camera?
Oh, yeah. It's a little one. It's barely noticeable. I'll go get it. Yeah. There you go, Marvin. There's the camera.
I feel like it's very noticeable.
No. See, that's what the cowboy hat's for. People are going to be looking at the hat and not the camera. And then when Diddy sees that, he's going to know you're a real cowboy, and he'll try to ride you like a horse.
Well, hopefully not. Baby, can you see the camera?
What camera?
See, Marvin? You'll be okay.
What if they do notice the camera?
They won't, Marvin. I'm a cop. I know a thing or two about being undercover.
Okay, fine. I guess I'll go to this Diddy party.
Hold on, Danny. Let me get my fit on.
And let me just take this back on.
All right, Jeffy, do not act suspicious and get us caught.
Like how? Pointing out the Hubble telescope on your head?
Yeah, do not point out the camera.
Okay, I won't.
Hello?
Hey, is this a Diddy party?
Where's that baby oil? Oh, I want your ass out. I want it to be slick. I want a dolphin slide in it.
Oh, I don't know. Depends who's asking. You the cops?
Of course not. You can call him James Webb.
My name's James Webb, and this is my friend,
Snicker Pippets.
Snicker Pippets.
So, Mr. James and Mr. Snicker, are you cops?
No, we're not cops.
Well, what's he wearing?
Oh, it's my gremlin outfit. Don't feed me ash after midnight.
Oh, you're perfect for this party. I just gotta pat you boys down and make sure you're not wearing any wires or hidden cameras. Hey, wait a minute. I really like your hat.
Oh, thanks.
Oh, that was close, Daddy.
What was close?
Your hand to my nutsack.
Well, if that makes you uncomfortable, maybe you're at the wrong party.
No, not uncomfortable. We love it.
All right. Come on in, boys.
Whoa, Jeffy, this party's crazy.
Dang, look, they got booger sugar.
Oh, I have to get that on camera for the cops. Jeffy, look, it's the real P. Diddy.
Who the fuck brought no buttons to my goddamn party? I am P. Diddy. I told y'all I want to have all the consensual ass in the goddamn world. And no, it's not the damn massa.
Turn it around and change it on.
Oh, I ain't even see that shit.
Well, I told y'all I don't want you to keep your damn clothes on. What's wrong with y'all coming to a dinner party with clothes on? God damn it. Let's get this party started. Who want to play Hungry Hungry Hippos? Who going to be the hippos and who eat my ass?
Right here, pick me.
Hey, souls to the man up front.
You're not going to eat it, I am. Yes, I am.
Wait, before we get started, let's get sweaty. Let's play Baby Oil Twister.
How do you play Baby Oil Twister?
Oh, you just get lathered in baby oil. I'm talking about soaked in some good Johnson Johnson. You get down on all fours and it holds the gold.
What happens with the twister mat?
Oh, what mat?
The twister mat.
Huh?
Okay, there's a lot of illegal activity, huh?
Oh, yeah, a lot of legal activity. What do you...
No, illegal.
Oh, what are you talking about?
The drugs.
Oh, that's sugar. What the hell? He's silly, man.
Yeah, he's right, Daddy. It's sugar.
Well, what would you do if a girl said no? Would you hit her?
know. Tell her ass to leave. Get out. Scram. Skedaddle. We like consensual sex.
You don't seem like a bad guy.
I'm not that bad, man. I just like to party. Ass naked.
Well, can I use your bathroom?
Hold on. Let me take my jacket off first.
No. Oh, no. It's number two.
Oh, you can use my shirt?
No. I gotta pass a kidney stone.
Oh, crunchy. But I'm all for it.
No. I gotta throw up.
First time with throw up, but, ain't no pussy.
No, I need to use a toilet. Like, where's your toilet?
Right here. My face.
I want to use a white toilet.
Wow. Did y'all hear that? Fucking racist. A white toilet. He comes to a diddy party and asks for a white toilet.
Listen,
a black toilet ain't good enough for you?
I just want to use a real toilet. Oh, come on, answer the phone.
Hey, Marvin, you getting a good footage yet?
No.
What about handage?
Huh?
You know, footage, handage, mouthage, whatever freaky shit he's doing.
No, we have not done anything freaky.
Are you sure you're even at a diddy party?
Oh, I'm at a diddy party. He just hasn't done anything wrong.
That doesn't sound like diddy. Are you sure it's really him?
Oh, no, it's really him. I mean, he wants us to play Hungry Hungry Hippos.
Is that code for something?
He wants us to be the Hungry Hippos and eat his butt.
And does anybody not want to do that?
No, I mean, everyone seemed like they wanted to or didn't mind. He said anyone who didn't want to can leave.
And you didn't leave?
I'm getting the footage for you!
Okay, I'm just saying. Sounds like you're kind of freaky to me.
Well, no, I'm doing my job, but he just hasn't done anything wrong.
Huh, maybe he's a changed man?
I mean, he could be a changed man, Do I still get the $50,000 if he doesn't do anything wrong?
No, you gotta catch him doing something bad.
Well, can I make him do something bad?
No, that's coercion. That's not allowed.
He wanted me to poop on him.
Were you considering it?
What? No.
Just the way you said that sounded like you wanted to poop on him.
I didn't know if that was a crime I didn't know about.
No, I don't think so. It's just fucking weird.
Okay, so I think I'm just gonna take this camera off because it's hurting my head and I'm just gonna enjoy the party.
Okay, go poop on P. Diddy. What? More like Poo Diddy.
Alright, I just got done using the bathroom.
Me too.
Ooh, God, that was hot.
Yeah, I have a fever.
What, you pissed on P. Diddy?
Where's the telescope, Hubble?
I took off the camera, Jeffy, because there's no illegal activity here.
Uh-oh, guys. The party's over. It's 11 o'clock. Everybody go home. Aww. I guess it's time for the non-consensual after party! Well, if you say no, I still do it!
Oh, where's the camera?
Sir, I'm bad at camera! I think someone was trying to record illegal activity!
Oh, hell no. Nah. Piss on it and destroy it.
Yes, sir!
Looks like we gotta get going.
Oh, no. Nobody's leaving. The doors are locked. You gotta at least get pissed on before you leave.
I don't wanna get pissed on. I'm saying no.
The party,
I'm saying no, I'm saying no.
Come on, no, you gotta stay here.
I'm saying no.
Alright. At least hear my new song, okay?
What? New song?
Yeah, I just made a new song. Yeah. Welcome to Freak Central. The non-consensual party begins. Ooh, where that booty at? Time to get in.
Hey, time to party, time to diddle. Let's make a diddy sandwich. I want to be in the middle. And all this pink sugar got me fruity like some Skittles. And yeah, I like women, but I got a thing for pickles. Hey, time to party, time to diddle. Let's make a diddy sandwich. I want to be in the middle. And all this pink sugar got me fruity like some Skittles. Yeah, I like women, but I got a thing for pickles. They tried to lock me up, but they didn't have a case. No case. Got a jury scared they couldn't look me in the face. In when the judge say I'm free, then there's a party at my place. Party. Now throw them balls at me like I'm batting at the plate. Well, I'm man booty dragging, but only if you're packing. Okay. Penthouse packed and they got my willy wagon. Yeah. Down on the satin and your best friend can tag in. Rhyme me like a magic carpet, I think I'm Aladdin. It's the Diddy party, bring the sausage, what's the hickory? Thought I was in the shower, that's a stripper trying to piss on me. Me and Johnson, best friends, we got history. Searching for booty, getting to the bottom of the mystery. I need to take seat. My favorite one's a dildo. Okay. Slip something in your drink and use your cheeks as a pillow. All I want is beef. Put the meat across my grill though. Scrub my nuts on you like I'm clean and call me Brillo. Hey, time to party, time to diddle. Let's make a diddy sandwich. I want to be in the middle. And all this pink sugar got me fruity like some Skittles. And yeah, I like women, but I got a thing for pickles. Hey, time to party, time to diddle. Let's make a diddy sandwich. I want to be in the middle. And all this pink sugar got me fruity like some Skittles. Yeah, I like women, but I got a thing for pickles. She tryna mix my kids in the mac and cheese. The freeze come out when all the lanes are fast asleep. Cover you in the diddy sauce, I need some ass to feast. You can call me Donkey Kong, I'm tryna smash them cheeks. The escorts touch my steak, tell them butter my meat. I only let my money spread if you're spreading your cheeks. Better have a tight ass if you're fucking with me. I got peanut butter and someone's pews stuck in my teeth. Get naked for fun, the escorts gon' show me their buns. I'm only eating if the booty tastes like butter pecan. Show off your guns, I'm tryna get a hole in one. I didn't eat before we freak, oh no, I might have the runs. You know the party going crazy, get your freak on. All the nasty things we do, you better never speak on. If you ain't trying to oil up, the nigga be gone. I'ma traumatize you, make you never wanna leave home.
Hey, time to party, time to diddle. Let's make a diddy sandwich, I wanna be in the middle. And all this pink sugar got me fruity like some Skittles. Yeah, I like women, but I gotta think of pickles. Hey, time to party, time to diddle. Let's make a diddy sandwich, I wanna be in the middle. And all this pink sugar got me fruity like some Skittles. Yeah, I like women, but I gotta think of pickles.
What? There was a tiger right there. You guys hit the tiger, right?
What are you smoking, Daddy?
But there was a Tony. The tiger was right there.
Lay off the LSD. I ain't see anything.
Did you see it?
The Frosted Flakes dude?
Yeah, the Frosted Flakes. The tiger. He was right there. He was.
What?
Come on, Jeffy. You saw it.
I didn't see anything.
Well,
are you
Jeffy,
okay?
Yeah, I'm okay, Jeffy. Go do something productive. Go take out the trash.
All right, Daddy. Come on, your trash. Let me take it out.
Actually, take out the trash.
All right, buddy.
To do that. You'll do something. Do something. I'm losing my mind.
I found some lunch. McDonald's. How yummy.
Old stinky trash bag dick. Smells like shit and shit. Kobe! Fuck. Well, the trash man can get it. That's what he gets paid to do. Oh, what's this? A stinky jacket? I bet I'll look cool as tits wearing this.
Cheeseburger. Yummy. That was yummy. Wait, where'd my jacket go?
Hey, Stinky!
Me?
Yeah, you. I don't mind you eating trash out of the trash can, but you don't have to throw trash bags out in the middle of the road. It makes my job harder. And I know you don't know what that's like, but I don't appreciate it.
It wasn't me. And you got me on the counter. It wasn't me. And you got me on the door. It wasn't me. Shaggy.
Yeah, right. But go, shoot, scram, get out of here!
Baby, did you fart?
No, Marvin, girls don't do that.
Well, I smell fart, shit, and piss.
Right here.
Jeffy, did you take out the trash?
Your feeble skills are no match for the power of the dark side.
Where'd you get this stupid jacket from? It smells like ass.
I found it in the trash.
Ew, Jeffy, take that off. You need to get rid of it.
Yeah, Jeff, you need to wash it. It stinks.
Well, my asshole stinks and I don't wash that.
You're supposed to wash it.
Well, let me tell you this, Danny. If I take a bar of soap and I stick it between my ass and then I rub my body with it, I'm just rubbing my own ass all over my body, and I don't want to do that.
Well, wash your butt last.
Well, then check this out. The next time I go take a shower, I'm going to have to grab that bar of soap that was in my ass the last time I took a shower, and I'm still rubbing ass all over my body.
Okay. I have a bar of soap just for ass. I don't know, Jeffy. It's so stupid. Listen, just take the jacket off because it smells bad. You're making the room stink, and if you're not going to take it off, go to another room.
Okay. I guess I'll just go to another room. I can tell when I'm not wanting.
Oh, my God. Do you rub your ass with the soap and then your body?
I don't feel comfortable having that conversation with you.
How are you supposed to wash your ass now?
Washcloth?
Okay, guys, are you ready for the ultimate trick shot? You're going to shoot the basketball into the ceiling fan. It's going to bounce off the blade, bounce off the wall, and then go into the hoop.
Sounds pretty tough, Junior.
Sounds impossible, dude.
It sounds impossible. We're going to get on the first try.
Junior, what the hell are you guys doing up here?
We're trying for the ultimate trick shot, Shaq. We're trying to be like Dude Perfect. We're going to shoot the basketball into the ceiling fan. It's going to bounce off the blade, bounce off the wall, and then go into the hoop.
No, the hell you're not. Your dumbass is going to break something. And then second off, the chances of you actually making it is impossible. But you know what? If you actually make it, I'll buy you dumbasses some pizza.
You'll buy us some pizza?
Sounds pretty cheesy, Junior.
Sounds really cheesy.
What does that smell?
That'd be me. What are you guys doing?
We're trying the ultimate trick shot, Jeffy. We're trying to shoot this basketball into the ceiling fan. It's going to bounce off the blade, bounce off the wall, and then go into the hoop. And if we get on the first try, Chef will buy us some pizza.
Oh, give me shit.
No way! He fucking did it! He fucking did it!
Suck tits and order pizza!
Yeah, order that pizza!
No way in fucking hell! You know what? Fine, I ordered the damn pizza.
He actually did it, Jeffy! How did you make that shot the first try?
Probably my stinky jacket.
Ugh, I don't know, it smells like ass.
Ugh, yeah.
Oh, man, Jeffy, I cannot believe you got on the first try. I'll never get over that.
Yeah. Well, I ordered you one single pepperoni pizza.
What? No cheese sticks?
No damn cheese sticks. I didn't say I was ordering cheese sticks.
Well, what kind of pizza party doesn't have cheese sticks?
You need cheese sticks.
It's not a freaking pizza party. I told you I was only ordering pizza, okay? So only pizza. Here's the $20 for when the pizza man gets here. Open the damn door for when he gets here.
Oh, my God, one pepperoni pizza. That's so lame.
I know, right?
That must be him. Come on, guys, answer the door. Hello?
Hey there, I got four pizzas and some cheese sticks for you.
Four pizzas? Chef Evie said he only ordered one pepperoni.
Oh, no, I got two pepperoni, two supreme, and some cheese sticks.
How much is all this going to cost?
$70.
$70? All Chef Evie did was give me a $20 bill.
Oh, sorry, kids, that sucks, but I can't just give away free pizza. That'd be crazy.
Aw, I wish I had all the pizza.
You know what? It is my last shift of the night, and I'm feeling pretty generous. You guys should just take the pizza.
Wait, really?
Yeah, you can go ahead and have it.
Do you at least want the $20?
Oh, yeah, I'll take that for the tip.
Oh, I wish I had $20.
You know what? You smell like you need this money more than I do. Use that to buy yourself some soap.
Really? Thanks, mister!
Oh, my God, guys! We just got free pizzas and cheese sticks, and we got to keep our money! This is the luckiest day ever!
Woo! Cheese sticks!
Oh, dude, I'm about to go crazy on this pizza.
I'm so happy it's the happiest day of my life. Look at all this pizza!
I know!
Oh, Jeffy, open that box. What kind of pizza is that?
Oh, my God! No flippity-flopping way, Junior!
What's going on?
Jeffy got the golden slice of pizza!
What does that mean?
Junior, didn't you hear? Papa John had to give away his factory because he said the N-word during a business meeting, so if you find the golden slice of pizza, you get to go to the Papa John's factory, and you might even be able to take it over!
Oh, my God, Jeffy! He said that's you! You get to do that! You're the one who found it!
Well, what do I do with it? Run home, Jeffy! Run home as fast as you can!
Okay!
Marvin, pick a card, any card!
I don't want to do a dumb magic trick, baby.
Marvin, it's not a dumb magic trick. I'm trying to be a magician.
Dang, 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 look! I got the golden slice of pizza! So now I get to go to Papa John's house and say the N-word with him!
What?
Marvin, you didn't hear that Papa John's was giving away a golden slice of pizza? And if you find it, you get to go to the factory.
Is that spray paint?
Yup. And dang, look, I also got $20!
How'd you get $20?
The pizza man gave it to me.
No, he did not. Pizza man don't give you money, they give you pizza, not money. You give them money for pizza.
No, he gave it to me because of my lucky jacket.
That jacket is not lucky. It's smelly and you need to throw it away because it's gross.
No, Daddy, it's been lucky all day. I got the golden slice of pizza, I made a trick shot, and also I got $20.
Jeffy, I have an idea. Let's see if you're really lucky. I'm going to pick a random card and you guess what it is.
Nine of clubs.
Oh my God, Marvin, he got it right. Jeffy, how did you know?
I'm telling you, it's my lucky stinky jacket.
Okay, listen, that was just a lucky guess. It doesn't mean you're lucky. It was just, that was a one in, what's the odds?
52 factorial.
Whatever. Listen, make him guess another one.
Okay, Jeffy, what about this one right here?
Five of hearts.
Oh, my God, he got it right!
Okay, that is it. Okay, those are two lucky guesses, and anyone could do that. I mean, you go do it to a bunch of people, enough people would guess it right after twice. Okay, listen. That your jacket's not lucky, okay? These are all just coincidences.
No, my jacket is lucky. We should take the $20 and go to the casino.
I mean, this is all the money we have, Jeffy. We had no money, and the reason I took it from you is because we need money for food.
Marvin, you have food right there. It's only $20. Just take it and go.
Come on, Daddy.
Okay, fine. We'll go to the casino.
Oh, man, Jeffy, I'm so nervous.
Don't be nervous, Daddy. This jacket's lucky as fuck.
But, Jeffy, all we have is $20 for the rest of the month. If we lose this money, we can't eat.
Put that shit on black, Daddy, like the laundry matter.
Okay.
No more bits!
Oh, Jeffy, this was a mistake. We're gonna lose all our money.
We're not gonna lose, Daddy.
24 black.
With 24 black?
Daddy, we won!
We won?
Here's your $20.
Oh, my God, we just doubled our money.
Let it ride.
No, we're not letting it ride. We're going home.
Let it ride.
We doubled our money. We're going home.
Let it ride.
Let it ride.
No, we're not letting it ride. I'm taking my money.
Too late, no more bets.
Oh, my God.
Daddy, if we win, it'll be 80.
If we lose, it'll be zero.
29 black!
29 black!
Here's your money!
Another round!
And I'm gonna have to ask you gentlemen to leave!
Well, I didn't know the casino closed.
No, it's been black 30 times in a row! We're gonna have to close the table to check the machine!
Danny, is this jacket stinky as shit or what?
Smell me.
Shimmy! Look at all this cash!
Wow, Marvin, you must have done really well at the casino.
Yeah, we did, because we let it ride. Let that motherfucker ride.
Jeffy really is lucky.
Oh, yeah, he is. He's my little lucky stinker.
Yep.
All right, so get some sleep, Jeffy, because we have a busy day at the casino tomorrow.
Jeffy, speaking of being a stinker, do you want me to wash your jacket so it's nice and clean for you tomorrow?
Yeah, sure, Mommy. There you go.
All right, Jeffy, rise and shine. It's 5 a.m. It's prime casino hours.
I'm awake.
All right, Jeffy, why don't you have your jacket on? Put it on. Come on, hurry up.
Oh, it's on, Daddy.
Why would you ever take that off? That's the reason why we're making all this money. That's why we're making all this cash.
Beep.
Yeah, come on.
All right, see you gentlemen are back. The table's back up and running. We checked the machine and there's nothing wrong with it.
What'd you expect? Don't hit the player, hit the game. Shib.
So, what are you guys betting today?
All of it.
Oh, all of it. Are you betting it on black again?
What's it look like?
Shimmy!
All right, let it ride.
Let it ride. Let that motherfucker ride.
Red.
That's right, 16 black.
No, 16 red, you lose.
Wait, red.
Murder?
Wait, he said red.
Oh, fuck.
What the fuck? What did he say? Sorry, there's got to be a mistake. You said the machine, right? Are you sure it wasn't black?
No, we checked the machine and everything's working great. You just lost.
But we bet on black. It should have been black. What the fuck did you do?
I didn't do anything.
No, what the...
Wait, why don't you smell like shit?
Mommy, wash my jacket.
Why the fuck would you let her do that?
Oh, we're sleeping.
If the jacket's lucky because it smells like shit, then why the fuck would you tell me they're gonna get washed? Because then we lost a lot of goddamn money.
It's not my fault. I didn't do it.
Sorry. There was a mistake. Can we get a redo, please? Can we get a redo? That was a mistake. We were joking.
Well, do you have any more money to bet?
No, that was all our money. That was all that we had.
Then I'm going to have to ask you gentlemen to leave the table if you're not going to make any more bets.
Fuck. Fucking kill you.
I can do it.
It's mom. So
your mommy did it.
Mommy did it.
Come on.
Hey, Marvin, how was the casino?
Why does Jeffy smell like Downey?
That's rude. You cannot smell my syndrome.
Marvin, I washed his jacket so he wouldn't be so stinky.
Oh, I can't do this. Oh, I can't. I see why Chris Brown did it. I can't do this. I can't be with you. You washed the jacket. The only reason it was lucky is because it smelled like shit.
Marvin, that's ridiculous. There's no way.
Yeah, the smellier it was, the luckier he got because we just lost all our money. We lost it all.
Oh, no, Marvin. I'm so sorry.
Yeah, and I want a divorce.
What? Well, I get half.
Well, half of nothing is more nothing.
I don't know. That necklace is awfully shiny, Marvin.
I got this from a Walmart gumball machine. This is not fucking real. I wanted more money to bet. We just lost it all because you washed his lucky fucking jacket. I can't believe you washed it. Why'd you have to wash it? I didn't care. I didn't care about this. Did you hear me complain about the smell ever again? When I had all that money, did I ever complain about the smell? I love the smell. I would have laid in the rest of my fucking life.
Marvin, what do you want from me?
I want my money back. I lost it all.
Well, dang, I can always shit in my pants and make it stinky again. Oh, I felt a whole lot of yuck coming out of my ass.
Why? Why me? I don't get it. I never understood. He understood. That was the longest fart I've ever fucking heard.
Jonathan, Mama's having a yard sale to pay for an operation. You got anything I can sell?
Beep, 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 beep.
Jonathan! Damn it, he's sleeping. I guess I'll just grab whatever I want. What about this Hulk? Nah. Oh, what's this? Ooh, nudie mags. I can get a lot of money for that. Thanks, Jonathan!
Oh, Shuki, I thought you left. Don't ever leave me. You know, Daddy takes really good care of you. I'll give those assholes a rest.
I just read one of my nudie mags.
So, which magazine should I look at today? Where's my magazines? They were just right here. Shuki, did you take my magazines? Don't you lie to me. Oh, Mom!
Yard sale! Everything's for sale!
Aw, dude, there's a yard sale? Oh, they have to have good stuff here.
Like this! Oh, they have a comb! I always wanted a comb!
Joseph, you can't use a comb, you're bald.
Dang it, why do you have to be right?
Ooh, Junior, look, cleaning supplies!
Of course you want cleaning supplies, you're a woman, it's your natural instinct.
Shut up, Junior!
Bro, check this out! They have nudie mags!
Whoa, who is that? She's so hot!
Junior, stop looking at that!
What are these?
It's Playboy, you never heard of Playboy? The women get naked in the magazine.
You're telling me if I buy this magazine, I get to see her naked?
Yeah, dude, they're in their birthday suit, not their bathing suits!
Junior, if you buy that, I'm breaking up with you.
Okay, fine. I won't buy it.
Okay, let's go.
Dude!
Joseph, go distract her.
Oh, okay. I got you. Hey, Penelope!
Ow, that hurt!
Tag, you're it.
That's it. I'm gonna get you.
How much for all these nudie mags?
$200.
I only have $14.
Sold! But be careful. You might cut your hand on it. And some of the pages stick together.
Oh, because they're so old?
Yeah, that. Or maybe because my son spanked it too much.
Okay, so I can have all these magazines.
Yeah, take them.
Oh, my God. I get to see her naked.
10, 11, 12, 13, 14.
Excuse me, ma'am, but how much for this baseball?
$100 because it was signed by a famous baseball player.
Who's it signed by?
Who do you want it to be signed by?
Babe Ruth.
Oh, well, that's who signed it.
It is?
Yeah, just give him a minute. How's your day going, kid?
Pretty good, I guess.
Good. All right, here. Baseball signed by Baby Ruth. $100.
Oh, no freaking way, bro. All
right, well, then fuck you.
Oh, Mom. Have you seen my nudie mags?
Yeah, I just sold them for $14.
You what?
Well, you weren't using them. They were sitting under your bed all crusty.
That's where I kicked him. You yelled that, and I made him crusty.
Well, you can always buy new ones, because you know Mama needs the money for that new procedure.
I can't buy new ones. They were limited edition.
Well, my new tits are going to be limited edition.
Well, where did they go?
They went that way.
Hey, come back here.
Oh, man, I can't believe I have all these Playboy magazines, and I get to see her naked.
Oh, dude, Penelope's coming.
Oh, help me hide the magazines.
Tag, you're it.
Oh, I don't want to play tag.
Oh, you're just mad because I got you.
You're right. I'm such a sore loser.
Well, Junior, do you want to watch a movie? We can get under the...
No. I don't want to watch a movie with you.
Why not?
Because you smell bad. You've been playing outside.
What? You're a boy. Boys smell bad.
Well, you smell like old dry period.
What?
Yeah, so go home and take a shower, then come back. We'll watch a movie.
No, Junior. Once I leave, I'm gone.
Bye.
Oh, I hate you.
All right, Joseph, look. I have the holy grail of naked magazines.
Dude, no way! You own all of these?
Yeah, I only had to pay $14.
Oh, that's a sweet deal.
And I finally get to see this girl naked.
This is a Hooters edition? Oh, it's Scratch and Sniff.
Oh, it's Scratch and Sniff?
Yeah, Scratch and Sniff.
Oh, it smells like fish.
Yeah, ooh, I love it. Ooh, I'm keeping this one. Damn!
Chef Pee-Pee's coming. Hide him.
Junior!
Yeah, Chef Pee-Pee?
Did you steal $14 out of my wallet?
No.
Junior, don't lie to me. That is 3 years' pay. I need my money, so run them damn pockets. Where my shit at? Run them pockets, fool.
Well, I did not steal your $14, Chef Pee-Pee. I borrowed it.
What did you buy with my $14?
Promise me you don't get mad if I just tell you.
Well, I promise I won't get mad. What did you buy?
I bought... this blanket.
I know you did not buy a damn blanket with my money.
I was
told. You don't need a damn blanket.
Damn.
Where did you get all this from?
I bought it from a garage sale, and I used the $14. Please don't tell my dad.
You know what? I won't tell your dad if I get to keep this Pam Anderson edition.
No.
Pandemonium.
That's me and Joseph's favorite.
Oh, it's my favorite now, and I'm keeping it.
No! Damn. That's the one I wanted!
Aw, dude, Chef Pee-Pee took the best one!
Don't worry, Joseph. There's probably better ones.
This one's lame. She's in a bikini. I need full nudity, big boobies.
Hey, guys, what are you doing?
Okay, Jeffy, don't tell anyone, but I bought these naked magazines at a yard sale.
Wait, these girls in these magazines get naked?
I think so. That's what I was told.
Oh, dibs on this one.
No. That's my girlfriend. I want to see her.
Oh, no, Junior. Check this one out.
Oh, my, is she naked?
Oh, bush like a porcupine, Junior. Check it out.
Who is he? Oh, my God.
Yeah, it looks like she's smuggling a ferret.
Joseph, you have to come see this.
Oh, dude, let me check it out.
Damn!
She is so hot. Do you think all girls look like this?
Not all of them.
Oh, my God. Well, look, take this one down. That one's mine. I don't want you seeing her.
All right, well, which one can I have?
You can pick from any of these, but this one is mine.
All right. No.
The twins? Dibs on the twins, Junior.
Oh, lucky.
All right, don't get caught with that, Jeffy. Come on. Come on, Joseph. Let's take these to my room.
Okay, bro.
There's just no customers today. How am I going to afford my new tits now? Excuse me, ma'am. Whose ass has this pickle been in? Whose ass do you want it to be in? Simmons? That's right, ma'am. I came by to see if you're operating with a business license, because if not, I'm going to have to shut you down. Oh, no, Mr. Ostafa. I don't have no biscuit license. I guess you're going to have to take me in the back of your cop car and bend me the hell over. Oh, right away, ma'am.
Oh, Joseph, these are the hottest magazines I've ever seen.
I know, dude. They're so hot.
How much do you think these girls got paid to do this?
Oh, dude, not enough. Not enough.
There's someone at the door. Come on, let's answer it.
All right, dude.
Hello?
Hey, you wouldn't have happened to have bought any nudie mags for your show, did you?
No.
Never. What's a nudie mag?
Yeah, we're not even old enough to look at those.
Wait, dude, why are your eyes dilated?
We were playing I Spy in the Dark.
Wait, let me feel your hands. Sticky! Where are my nudie mags?
Hey!
My magazines! Oh, I miss you so much, my babies! Oh, Mariah! Stephanie! You didn't take your undies off for them, did you?
Hey, these are our magazines now, and we paid $14 for them.
Yeah, we paid fair and square, they're ours!
Bullshit! These are worth at least $400! Well, $200 since they're heavily used.
Alright, listen, I'm at least gonna keep this one. She's hot.
Caprice, my baby!
What about this one? She has big boobs.
You saw her boobies!
You know what? No, you ladies are coming home with me. Come on, ladies.
But no, we paid good money for them.
You only rented them. They were never yours.
But I love Caprice.
Yeah, whatever. Oh, I miss you ladies so much. I'll never let you out of my sight again. Wait, where's the Pamela Anderson one? I know I had a Pamela Anderson one. Where is she? Oh, I'll find you, Pam.
Thank you for taking me to Arby's for dinner, Marvin. They have the meats.
Yeah, their roast beef sandwiches are good.
Speaking of roast beef sandwiches, I got two of them smacking together on page 47.
Jeffy, what are you looking at?
Boobies.
What, Jeffy, what?
They're twins, which means they're sisters, which means what they're doing on page 47 is incest. Why would they do that?
Jeffy, you're not supposed to be looking at stuff like that.
Marvin, he's 19 years old.
Well, I don't want him looking at stuff like this.
I'm looking.
No, I'm going to take this and put it in the bathroom so no one else can look at it.
Wait a second. Hey! Come back here, Marvin, and give me that magazine.
I was going to rip it up into tiny pieces and throw it in the trash can.
No, you weren't, Marvin.
I was going to flush it down the toilet.
No, you weren't, Marvin.
I was going to put it in the bathtub and fill it up and see if it dissolved with the water.
No, you weren't, Marvin.
I was going to try to put it in the air vent so it came out the chimney.
No, you weren't, Marvin. Give me that magazine.
Give it to me.
Give it to me.
Mine. Oh, I wanted that magazine.
Well, too bad.
There's someone at the door. You should go answer that.
No, we'll go answer. Come on.
Oh, the twins!
Hello?
Have you seen my Pamela Anderson magazine? The twins! I can't believe I forgot about you ladies.
Wait, this is your magazine?
Yeah, it was stolen from me at a yard sale.
Oh, well, here you go. You can have it back.
Thank you so much, ma'am.
Oh, I wanted that magazine.
Too bad, Marvin.
Have you guys seen my Pamela Anderson magazine?
What, this is a Pamela Anderson magazine? I'll find it.
Not if I find it first.
Hey!
Ooh, baby, you looking so damn good in this bubblegum pink bikini. The things that I would do to you. Ooh!
I found her!
No, I found her first!
Boys are weird.
Get away from Pamela! She's mine!
No, she's mine!
No, she's mine!
Give her back or I'll stab you!
Damn, you can have her! I'll finish one anyway!
Thank goodness! Oh, come on, Pamela. You know I always have to finish on your cover.
Ah! Gross!
No! Pamela!
Give me noggin. All right, Cross, this Saturday night, we're going to be having a school dance. We're going to be boogie-woogieing, twerking, and throwing that shit back. So make sure you have a date, because if you don't, you are a loser.
Aw, man, a school dance? That's lame as hell. We're too old for that. And who wants to go to school on a Saturday night anyways? We could be playing video games.
Yeah, Saturday night's when we play Fortnite.
Yeah.
A school dance? That's so cool. I want to go. Junior, you have to take me because you're my boyfriend.
I can't. Me, Joseph, and Cody are going to run trios on Fortnite.
Actually, me and Ken are going to go to the dance.
What? You're going to go to the dance?
Gay.
Well, yeah, I want to see Ken's wop. Wet-ass plastic.
So he is a doll.
No, he's not a doll. He's just got so much Botox, it's like plastic.
Junior, so you're not going to take me?
Me and Joseph can run duos. Cody holds us back anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Well, fine then. I'm just going to go by myself then.
You're going to go to a dance all by yourself?
Yeah.
Okay, fine. Bros before hoes. I'll see you on Fortnite, Joseph.
Yes, sir, Ski.
Hey, Penelope.
Hey, Patrick.
Do you guys tell me to go to the dance with you?
No. No, I don't.
Really? I thought you and Junior were dating.
Me too!
Well, since you're not, you want to go to the dance with me?
Yes, Patrick. I would love to.
Yay!
Damn, dude. Never in a million years where I thought I'd see the day that Patrick's still your bitch. Wow. 2025 is starting out crazy.
You can't go to a dance with another man while dating me. That's cheating. Cody, is that cheating? Check the book.
Okay, I'll check the book, Junior.
In case you go to a dance with another man.
I don't see it, Junior. I'm looking.
Keep looking.
Junior, you didn't want to go. I did. Patrick asked me, so I said yes. We're just going as friends.
As friends? Cody, read her the rule about women having male friends.
It says women cannot have male friends.
What?
Article 4.
Article 4 says no man would be friends with a woman unless he thinks there's a possibility he might be able to sleep with her.
What kind of insecure asshole wrote that book? We're just friends, Junior.
Article 5.
Article 5 says if she defends the man, that means she's definitely cheating or she's keeping him in her back pocket so she can cheat later.
You guys, it's Patrick. He's special.
Special? She just called him special! Cody, read her Article 7 about pet names.
Pet names. It says if she says he's special or like like a brother. They've been friends since they were kids. I mean, she's definitely cheating.
Yeah, so you know what? I don't want you going to the dance with Patrick, so I will go to the dance with you.
No, Junior, I can't do that to him. I can't break his heart.
Wait, you care about breaking his heart? You care about his feelings? Oh my God, Cody, read her the article about feelings.
I'll be honest with you guys. This is just a science textbook. I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about.
Junior, if you want to go to the dance, then you can come and you can dance with us there. How about that?
What, dance with you? I'm not going to be a part of y'all's stupid love triangle where you get your cake and eat it too. I'm not going to be that. It's only me or him, and you got to pick.
Junior, you're so insecure. I'm not having this conversation with you. Go if you want. I'm going with Patrick.
What? The book? Cody, check the book, please. She took the gold cheating.
Guys, I don't know what the fuck I'm looking at. This is just like planets and shit.
Hey, loser, do you have a date to the dance?
No, because he's so ugly.
Yeah, that's right.
Hey, bitch, those horizontal scars on your wrist are just for attention. Go vertical next time and do us all a favor.
Yeah, well, you're just mad because you don't have a date to the dance.
I actually do have a date to the dance, in fact.
Oh, yeah? Well, I believe that when I see it.
Well, you won't be seeing my face there because she'll be sitting on it like a dog scratching his ass on the carpet.
Oh, yeah? Well, what's her name?
Stinky fuckerhead 439 and a half.
Sounds made up.
No, she just goes to a different school.
Wham, boo hoo, cry.
What's wrong, Jeffy? How was school?
Hey, there's a school dance Saturday night, and this kid was making fun of me saying that I didn't have a date to the dance, but I told him that I did have a date. So if I show up to the dance without a date, then he's gonna make fun of me and call me a loser.
Aw, Jeffy, are there any girls in your class you could ask to go with?
No!
Baby, he's 20 years old. All the girls in his class are 15.
Oh, I didn't think about that.
Yeah, if he looks at one of them wrong, he's going to jail. Alright, so you told this kid that you have a date to the dance.
Yeah.
Okay, did you explain, like, what she looks like?
No, but I did tell him her name.
Okay, what's the name you said?
Stinky Fuckerhead 439 and a half.
Well, it looks like there's no problem here, because he knows that name is made up.
No, he doesn't! He believed me! And he said that he would see me and her at the dance!
He's not gonna see you there at the dance with a girl named that, because there's no girl named that. Why would you think of that name out of all the girl names in the world? Why'd you say that?
Well, because it was the only girl name I could think of!
That's not a girl's name!
That's rude, Daddy! It's not her fault that her parents got a divorce, and that she has two different last names.
So you've met a girl with that name?
Yeah.
No, you haven't. What's her last name?
439 and a half.
What's her first name?
Stinky Fuckerhead.
No, it's not, Jeffy. Stop making it up.
I'm not making it up. It's real.
Okay, you know what? Why don't we just download Tinder or Hinge and find some random girl to go to the dance with them?
Marvin, no. Girls on those apps are just looking for hookups.
What was the name of those apps again?
Okay, well, how about we just hire a girl to go to the dance with him?
No, Marvin, we're not getting him an escort.
Jeffy's prostitution problem.
Marvin, we can't call the video that.
We're not going to call the video. That's not what we're doing. Why don't we just hire a girl to go by whatever the hell name he just said, and she goes to dance, dances, and then she leaves. Why can't we just hire a girl to do that?
Slide her a 20, and she might do something freaky.
I don't get no freaky. Just go to the dance so you don't look like a loser. Look, I can just call my friend the Love Doctor.
Well, that's a good idea, Daddy.
Hey there, somebody call a doctor?
Yes, doctor, my son.
My retired brother Bill needs a date to dance.
What is he talking about?
My son Jeffy needs a date to the school dance, so we called you.
Oh, well, I'm very flattered, but I am unhappily married. Also, I'm not really into dudes, so no can do.
Well, no, like, I'm talking about, like, he needs a date to the school dance.
Oh, he needs a date to the school dance, huh?
Yeah, and you're a doctor, so I thought maybe you're, like, a love doctor.
What the fuck is a love doctor?
Like someone who, like, gets someone dates?
No, I'm just, like, a regular doctor. I mean, if you need help donating sperm, I can do that.
Well, I donate a lot of that to the toilet and also the floor around it because I miss my hand. And sometimes when I'm edging, I can hit the back of the wall, and I might JFK a bitch if she ain't careful.
But I just need you to help me find him a date to the school dance.
You know, I knew a guy who never needed a date to the dance because he always had one. Yep.